Warning, Rant Theory is summoning listeners.
Hello and welcome to Rant Theory number 14.
Ooh,
the gaming podcast that hasn't been playing any fucking games.
Oh my god, what? What are we doing?
Alas.
I don't know.
We've
been busy. Busy gents.
Is it our fault?
I don't know.
It's
everyone's fault but our own.
I think so.
It's my bank account's fault.
Oh, really? Your bank account, it's a bitch.
So, directly in front of me, I have Adam.
Hi. How's it going?
Sitting very close to me on my left, I've got Chris.
Hi, James. Hey, Chris.
And we've got a special guest.
We certainly do.
We do. It's Dean.
Hey,
hi, Dean. Hello, everybody.
Oh, g'day.
Brought along to this podcast simply because we can.
We can.
So, yeah.
He was bored.
Yeah. What else is he going to do?
We paid for him.
Yeah, we paid for the night. We're getting the whole fucking night.
We've got him for another couple of hours, so we thought we'd get him into this podcast.
Absolutely. Dean's a professional fighter, and that's why we brought him on the show.
Ah, yeah. Because so just to put our asses in the line. Yeah.
Yep.
Is that why you put him next to me?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Right, yeah.
And that's why you're leaning in very close.
Yeah. Why's your shirt off?
Should we tell Dean that these things usually go for about 2 or 3 hours?
We do now.
I'm tuned in. I'm a regular listener, you know.
Nice. Man, true.
Once fan, now
part of the crew.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really good.
For one night only.
You're gonna contribute though to this podcast. Yeah. You've got a couple of things to tell us about.
Definitely. Excellent, yeah.
The most recent Supernova event, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Sydney.
In Sydney.
Played a couple of cool things.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So did you play John Rhys Davies?
Because that's what we saw last time.
I saw him run away with one of those wrestler dudes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Was actually a bit of tug of war contest.
That was kind of.
Toss me! Yeah.
Do it now.
And he's a big guy.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Supernova and the wrestling. Man, those dudes, I've never seen.
Did they have, like, the Aussie wrestling?
Yeah, it was basically the epitome of crippling loneliness on their stand.
Yeah.
No, it's just desolate. I just looked at him and went, man, I feel sorry for you guys. Not exactly the right target audience. People are cruising around with, like, giant plastic swords and feathered jocks and stuff
Pikachu
like
hats.
Yeah.
Last time we went there, there was a man dressed up like an orangutan. That was good.
Yeah.
And he was causing all kinds of hijinks.
Was that the guy running around? For some reason, he was dual-wielding 2 lightsabers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
Star Wars.
Why was he doing
I don't remember seeing that guy in the movie.
He was living his dream.
Yeah.
We saw a dude dressed as a Wii controller. Just like a box with
too
liquid,
soon.
Liquid paper.
Like a fridge box.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's actually pretty cool.
That is interesting.
I'd hate to see his poor friend that had to come as a nunchuck. They had to stand really close to each other.
I don't get used for some games.
Only some games.
I don't want to offend anybody, but we officially do not have the right to call ourselves nerds anymore.
Goodness no.
Man.
I was explaining this to someone this week. There's all kinds of subgenres and levels of nerddom, and there's geeks in there too. And it's it's not about biting the heads off chickens anymore.
We come dressed regularly for starters.
Mm-hmm.
We might wear like for example, I have a Wolverine t-shirt on right now, which I bought at Target.
That's okay.
I assume that's more about Hugh Jackman though.
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, we're Batman. I've just realised.
Oh, no.
That's more about Christian Bale though, really.
Yeah, there you go. What are you guys?
I got nothing on.
Nothing on at all.
Not at all.
But that's more about Rosie O'Donnell, though, really.
This is
true. A little bit.
Yeah. That's the way it makes you feel.
Yeah.
We do have some games to talk about, though, this week.
Yeah, we do. The start bit was a lie.
Yeah. What? Are there yet? Oh, I thought you were talking about the Supernova, but okay, I get what you're talking about. The very really first
was.
Part
that
we
was
talked
the middle
about.
Of the start
oh.
bit.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. Can we kick off though? Because you at Supernova, you played. You got to have a bit of a sneak preview of Batman: Arkham Asylum.
Sure,
speaking of my shirt,
I would fucking love to hear about this game.
Yes,
hell yeah! I actually got my friend Matthew Ruddick to take a photo of me playing the game as proof.
As proof,
nice.
Because I didn't. I saw the stand there and I was like, "What?
Nah."
I just cruised up, looking in as intimidating as possible, so everyone kind of. clear out so I can get to play.
Which is not hard for you.
Not
for
yeah.
If we can set the scene.
As attractive as you are.
If we can set the scene. I wasn't actually joking about the professional fighter part. And Dean literally does look a lot like Zangief.
Yes.
Like, a lot.
When I have the beard and mohawk.
More so, there's the side of Zangief you'd want to cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Zangief all the same.
Yeah. But then he'd spin around and punch you in the face.
Yeah, yes.
Like the spinny thing.
Smash your head into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that triple suplex.
Triple suplex. You know,
anyway, we digress.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, Batman Arkham Asylum. They had... It was on PS3. I didn't get to play it on Xbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I bogarted about 40 posters too, so
that's one. Yeah. Hook me up.
Definitely. But yeah, so I played it for about 20 minutes. The first 5 minutes were, you know, consisted of me running around, bumping into walls, going, what the fuck's going on?
What does this button do?
Some douchebag obviously was playing it before me and then gave up because he got lost.
Like a weird part of the game.
Yeah, like, I was like, what the hell?
This game's shit!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Dude, who's Aquaman?
Who's this Batman? Yeah! Aquaman! And he got like booted Batman. Out like 5 minutes later. But, that's why the game was in the middle.
It's so true. No, it's all good. But yeah, like instantly, man, like I just. You know it's going to be a good game. You just have to look at it.
Yeah.
And I guess visuals aside, the real thing for gamers is going to be about gameplay.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, if it's a shit game, it's a shit game. Doesn't matter if it looks the greatest.
So it feels good, like how it moves.
It does. Yeah. And it's not just kind of. It's pressure sensitive, it feels like, when you're running, right. And then as you slow down, the sticky kind of slows down.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh. Cape flying around and stuff.
Is that sort of what? Like, is that because obviously there's a lot of sneaking and all that sort of jazz?
Yeah.
Like, does that sort of feel like it adds to kind of how it plays? Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did you sneak around or did you just lay waste?
I did a bit of sneaking, but I figured I was only there for a short period of time, so I just wanted to lay waste to
whoever. So, did you find it was played more of a beat 'em up or more like a Splinter Cell kind of game? Because that one gameplay video we watched. Mm. Was pretty much the
challenge.
Cell.
Yeah, the challenge we were talking. Yeah. Me and Dean were talking about this earlier, and I said, "Did you play a challenge room?"
Yeah, yeah.
And that's dude that was more
getting seen.
Yeah,
yeah.
He beats everyone up, and it doesn't get seen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's more of a Splinter Cell-y style.
Just a tip to anyone who's patrolling Arkham Asylum: look on top of the gargoyles that are in the river. Just check them out. Have a look on top. Yep. Of
there may be a Batman.
There is a Batman. Yeah. If your friend has got beaten up, there's a dude on the gargoyle. That's all I'm saying.
That was one thing that I played. I didn't really get to run around and beat the piss out of anybody, but one part was I used a grappling hook to get from, you know, wall to wall, gargoyle to gargoyle, to get down behind this guy and basically kick him in the back of the noggin and save your mate that's hostage. But this dude's like shirtless, wearing like tiny jocks, and he's got basically... You know,
that just piqued your interest, didn't it?
Numbers carved into him.
Yep.
Like strikes and stuff. And
okay. So this is one of the henchmen?
Yeah.
Okay. That's another thing about the Joker's henchmen. Fuck, they commit.
They do.
They don't just say, all right, he'll join your gang. They're like, I'm going to wear clown makeup all the time now.
What about the ones in, like, the TV series, right?
Mm.
Like, don't
be afraid to use your nails, boys.
Those ones?
Maybe. I'm not too sure.
It's from the original series.
They always drive around in those purple cars. Maybe I'm thinking of the cartoon series.
Yeah.
Does the Joker buy those cars from?
Yeah, I wonder.
Or are they on like some sort of payment plan? Like, I mean,
he supplies the paint.
Yeah,
you got to bring your car.
You
got to
bring
home.
Your own car.
You can join a gang if you paint your car purple.
You got to.
That could be.
I ride a bike.
You rock up to like henchman practice with your fucking Magna station wagon.
Yeah. Is this gonna do?
Your
Datsun 120Y.
Yeah.
That
would suit.
Yeah.
That would actually kind of suit.
Yeah.
Dude's like bitching because their missus fucking cracked the shits with them because they painted the car purple.
What do you think this will look like in a sea? Purple.
Purple.
Did you paint the car purple? How am I supposed to take this to the supermarket now? What the kids?
Hey, Joker, my car's already maroon. Is that okay?
No!
It has to be purple.
It needs to be suit purple, as in my suit. It's not an actual colour swatch.
That's a cool red. Ridiculous.
But I think they actually go into like a lot of depth with the characters in the game.
Yeah.
Too. Just quickly, what I was, you know, just kind of looking through the menu and stuff. They've got each character, its profile and background.
Okay,
stuff.
Right.
You can go into it. And it's got the image of the character.
Fuck! I want
stuff.
A good Batman game.
Yeah.
Every time we've talked about this,
I think this is going to be it. By the sounds of it, I
hope so.
Yeah. So were the dudes you fight, were they like just a heap of random henchmen, or were they more like each dude was kind of a bit of a challenge?
The dude that I fought was just piss weak, to tell you the truth. But it was, I don't think it was the actual fight that was the hard part. It was actually figuring out how to get to him.
Right.
To take him out.
So it's like a set piece kind of thing almost.
I didn't.
That's cool.
I really hope it's not just go to a room, figure out how to knock everyone out, go to next room. Entirely how I played Metal Gear Solid 2. Like, that's how I do it.
But
it would be good if, say, maybe a guy's got a the blue key and you need the blue key for the blue door.
Yeah.
You have to kill that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Or you don't know who's got the blue key.
Did you see any major characters other than Batman?
There was a broad
chick.
Yep.
Harley Quinn?
Yes, it was Harley Quinn. Yeah. And Joker, saw him.
Yep.
I can see this game getting incredibly frustrating though in parts.
Oh, really?
Because a lot of it looks the same in the part I was playing, at least.
Yep.
And I was, frankly, having blow-ups in front of about 5,000 nerds. Just getting hot flushes going, fuck!
Like, punching the telly.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
This thing is shit!
Yeah. Fucking Batman, fuck you! Like,
I guess one of the important things that people really want to know about it is, did you get to play with the $150... special edition Batarang.
Hey, this side of the room has pre-ordered that game.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You two are fucked.
Hey, man, eBay, dude. Check it out.
Someone's going to buy it. You're going to get fucking 3 Batarangs in your ass now, motherfucker.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to take it out to parties and shit to impress chicks. Hey, check this out.
Just wear it on your belt.
Oh, you wear it like bling around your neck.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they're like, where does he get those wonderful toys?
Adam, you should glue it to the front of your van.
Oh! Or hang from your rear view.
Yeah.
Go around a corner.
And yeah,
take
go
your eye
and fucking slice my whole face open.
And then I go,
this is me in a hospital bed with a bandage on my face.
Oh. You can go the other way or just paint the van entirely purple.
Oh!
And then always have about 6 kind of weird, misshapen looking dudes in the back ready to pounce out.
Pounce out, wearing a beret.
Yeah,
we'll steal some mannequins.
I'm just going to the shops and like, is it time? Like, no, I'm just going to the shops.
You can carry in my grocery if you want.
I reckon you should pimp it out as it is, posty.
Yeah.
I own the postiness.
And just crank it, the stereo. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Yeah.
He's right.
He's right.
There's not nearly enough hip hop going on in there.
There's not.
Definitely.
I've got 3 hip hop albums in the glove box
now. Well, there's enough then. That's wrong.
That is some.
That is an adequate amount of hip hop.
So, speaking of hip hop, Boomblox, Nathan.
Boomblox.
How did you?
Bitch.
Yeah. Number 2. Can't stop.
You can't stop.
You can't stop it.
You won't stop it.
Okay,
so Boomblox 2 is the second game from Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Who knew this guy could code?
I know.
He can code like a motherfucker. If he's not out there fucking up Indiana Jones, he's making video games and kicking ass.
No, it's not entirely his fault.
Now, if you haven't heard of... Yeah, it is.
What about George Lucas?
Oh, yeah, George... That's true.
Yeah, I think George Lucas is the fucker-upper.
You reckon?
Yep.
Let's just say everyone equally fucked it up.
You hate weird people.
You can talk.
What, Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, he was in that
movie. He's a cool guy.
Well, who was?
Shia LaBeouf was in the Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly my point.
What the fuck's going on?
He acted the fuck out of that movie.
He acted the fuck, exactly.
He did.
That is true. He certainly did act
the fuck. He acted really hard. Like, as hard as he could.
Yeah.
Did you realise that his hard acting, like his hard, I'm a gritty character,
yeah,
is the same as his other fucking characters?
Yeah. It's all goofy. There's someone else who's like that. Yeah.
Goofy cunt all the time.
Who?
I think now he's growing. He's growing into that heartthrob, though.
Is he?
Now.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like him.
It's so weird.
His heart will throb in my hand when maybe I plunge into his chest and rip out his fucking ribcage. Yeah, it won't
be his fucking heart you've got throbbing, yeah. Maybe, just maybe, now I have a chance.
Oh, yeah. It's always a chance.
Yeah.
So anyway, Boomblox. Anyone who doesn't know what Boomblox is about, the first Boomblox game was, it's sort of like Jenga if you got to throw a baseball at Jenga.
Yeah.
Like, that's the idea, is you got a big stack of physics-y stuff and you throw stuff at it to knock it over, or you try and pull stuff out of it like exactly like Jenga.
Jenga, yeah.
It was a surprise, sort of surprisingly fun. I thought it was going to be mad kiddie and kind of shit. But then I started seeing all these reviews saying it was really actually fun, so I checked it out.
One of these sleeper hits of 2008.
Yeah, it was our party game for a while.
They didn't expect it to be a sleeper.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Steven Spielberg doesn't exactly, you know, tie his names onto things that they don't expect to be massive.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it didn't sell very well. So they've made a new one called...
But didn't they say it didn't sell very well? It was like, it didn't sell very well. And then all of a sudden it was like, actually, we got it wrong. It sold actually kind of okay.
It was okay. But the thing is, they expected it to be humongous. Yeah. Like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So they expected it to be up there with, you know, like Wii Sports. It's like, have you played the Boombox Mania? Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, Steven Spielberg is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but I mean, in movies.
If I hear like a new person who's bought a Wii, the first game I recommend is Boombox.
Yeah.
That's a top. I love it.
Yeah.
It's good fun. It's really good multiplayer too, because you get to just, you know, there's a few really fun modes.
That game is the only reason I've not sold my Wii yet.
Yeah. That's because I'm crazy.
Touching on the Shia LaBeouf phenomenon, just quickly.
Yeah.
Recently, he was interviewed by a video game magazine, which shall remain unnamed.
About the Wii.
About the Wii.
Yeah, in the Wii.
Yeah,
we've been out the Wii. Yeah,
he was our douche of the Wii. Say you're a fan. You didn't listen to last week's podcast.
Oh, get out.
Oh.
Hey, I was whacking off too much.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. But we did. We did mention that last week. And he came third runner up.
Third, yeah. I think, yeah.
As our douche of the week.
Douche of the week.
Who was first?
Jack White.
Yeah.
That's deserved.
So anyway, Boomblox 2 came out recently. I don't know even whether it's out here yet. I think so. Yeah, it is actually.
Boomblox 2. I don't know.
Because I got it on the cheap, the import wise.
Yeah.
I think it only worked out to be like $45. So it's.
Well, that's a bargain.
43, to be honest.
That's even more.
Anyway, that's pretty good.
I sort of got it, picked it up exactly, just threw straight into it as I did with the last one, playing single player to start with, and it's like way harder.
Is it really?
Yeah,
really.
It's surprisingly difficult. In the first one, you could play the first half of the game and get gold. Like, there's ratings for every level of knocking, you know, shit over. Bronze, silver, gold, and you could pretty much just pretty easily get gold throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
In this one, I was sort of like scraping golds and mainly silvers and mostly bronze. It was like, this is kind of weird how much harder it was, because there's some puzzly kind of ones too.
They put more effort into the actual construction of the blocks.
Yeah.
The way they're set up.
It's also differing mechanics. Like, yep. There's quite a few differing mechanics. Like, there's ones, instead of just throwing shit at other shit, there's things like you grab a block and pull it backwards and sling it like a slingshot, and it will fire out.
Oh, okay,
you can grab
right.
any block in the place and like fling it at other ones. That one's fun.
Yeah.
Then there's also another one where you will fire. You throw something and it changes the color, and it like puzzle game style will like three in a row will fall.
Oh,
like, break.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is, except I've started playing it, like, I played the first level maybe 10 times trying to get gold.
Yeah.
The first level, you know, you expect to get the
high. Oh, the very...
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I just think it's trying to give it more longevity.
Yeah.
Was that a common issue for the first
one? I don't think so.
Did people think it was too easy?
I don't know. I think, see, with the first Boomblox with me, it was easy and fun. And then it started getting later on, and there was some really shitty games that were way too hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
these are challenging in a sort of different way.
Yeah,
anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
They're still fun, but it looks identical. Like, it's spot on. Oh,
really? I noticed that when I saw it before. It was
Down to the shitty slowdown, because the Wii, you know, pretty much can play...
That's funny.
Those little mice and then wheels can only run so fast.
Yeah, it slowed down to the point where I was like, slow motion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jeez. It was at least half the speed, if not a third. It was terrible. Anyway, so a lot of stuff happening still causes it to slow down. But there's, again, a lot more variation between different themes. I think the biggest thing you got to mention about this is the fact that now every single different genre of level, like, say, the different new subcategories and stuff, has the download option underneath it. And so it's trying to do the Little Big Planet thing where you can make your own levels. Except this is a lot easier because it's literally like Little Big Planet is so fucking flexible.
Mm.
You do amazing shit.
Yeah.
This is like, you're stacking blocks.
Yeah.
But every single different thing, if you go, I love these puzzle ones, they're really fun, you just click the little download button and there's like hundreds of levels download that people have made.
Yeah, it's pretty cool,
And it just adds even more fun to that kind of stuff.
Did you manage to check any out? Or
I played a couple of the more fun ones, like the blow stuff up ones, and, I mean, they felt like exactly the same as the games. They weren't like giant towering dicks, which was a surprise.
That is a surprise.
But, I mean, it's pretty cool the fact that they've included that, because Nintendo is such a fucking notorious tight ass with their downloads. But apparently it goes through a really strict
dick monitor.
Any cock and balls, or just cock, or just balls,
really
will get filtered.
Just balls. That's strange.
It's a breakthrough in technology.
It certainly is.
Ball sensing technology.
Sensing the balls.
So
I sense there are balls.
The single player thing, I wasn't exactly craving more levels in that, because there are fucking shitloads.
Yeah.
But I think in the first one, multiplayer was the big thing for us. We play this one mode where there was four forts sitting around, and you had to throw shit at the other person's forts
that
and fuck it up.
That was fun.
That was hammer game.
That was hammer game.
So it was heaps fun, and you wanted to always play that mode. But the thing is, there was only, I think, four different levels.
Yeah,
and only two of them were probably. We only ever played the one, I think. Yeah,
the four castles
in
each one.
The bigger one. There was a bigger one.
So that mode has the download button, so you have limitless.
That's
hot
castles.
That's perfect.
So is it the same? There's the same modes then that are still included, just different variations.
Cool. But also the one problem I do have with it, being that it's kind of hard to find the modes that you want, because they're in their themes. Like, to find the ones where you fucked each other's forts up.
Yep.
You have to go to the pirate ship, of course. It's a pirate ship.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you go to that? So it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's a little.
So in every sub, there's like five main categories, and then in those, there's like six categories inside them.
Okay.
And there's levels inside those. I was like, wow.
Is there a mode where you have like two pirate ships fighting each other?
Yep.
Because that would be fucking
rad.
That is
cool.
It is, except it's over very soon. I played it last week, and we were playing it. It was sort of like, it was almost a coin toss to see who'd win.
Oh, that's lame.
But it's because the levels were very basic, and I bet you if you jump online, there'll be some fucking crazy ones.
I'd like to see one where you have to like do a certain amount of damage to kill the other person's pirate ship and sink it.
Until the structure becomes...
Yeah. Sort
of, that would be that's awesome. That's not
what it's really about pushing blocks off other blocks.
Yeah.
It's still good. I feel like it's not like the kind of thing that you'd say, oh man, you've got to play Boombox 1. You'll be lost. You won't know how to play Boombox 2. And if you've got Boombox 1, I'd be like, you pick it up. It's better.
Yeah.
But it's not going
to... Don't bust your ass.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's not like... It's amazingly different. It's not a leap forward in technology. And even playing this makes me go, fuck, I wish this was on, like, the 360. Or
Natal.
I wish this was on... Natal,
yeah.
Or that crazy new PlayStation ice cream scoop motion sensor.
Yeah.
With the fucking glowing traffic fucking sensor thingies.
Fucking roll-on deodorant stick.
Yeah. I wish it was on that roll-on deodorant
stick PS3's got.
Motherfucker. Yeah, that
keeps you fresh.
Yeah.
Brute Fresh.
I do wish it was, because it could use some processors that could do some a lot of shit at once.
Yeah, you know, physics like stuff, yeah.
You know, because can you imagine the amount of complexity you could have? Or even things like, as we've already said, I wish that there was a mode in...
Red Faction.
I mean, there already is in Red Faction that pretty much is blowing shit up.
Yeah.
And watching it fall down. I played the couch co-op of that last week as well.
Oh, yeah.
The
Wrecking Crew. Enjoy that.
Ding. It Ding. Is good fun.
Yeah, it is good fun. Yeah. Yeah. I played it with Jake.
It's
good.
Is good fun. Sick. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, Boom Blocks. Get it if you want. I don't care.
I'm getting out of here.
Do you know the other? I was just in the lounge room, and as Chris walked in, he just dropped to the floor and just started scraping his ass across the thing. Why was that?
I don't know what the fuck you're
talking
about.
It's because he's got worms. I'm getting too. Such a long setup. Such a long.
Good work on that.
That was so
worms.
Worms too. That was so weird. I had no idea where you were going with it.
I'd actually thought maybe I'd forgotten about that. Like something happened and
just blacked out.
Yeah.
Did I fit or something? Like, what was going on?
I don't know. So this week on Xbox Live Arcade, Worms Armageddon 2 has been released.
Yes.
Oh, good fun. Good fun. I think we've all bought
it. Second
one? Second one?
Hmm.
I feel this is like the first one with the bits that they should have put in. They're like, we forgot to put in all those weapons.
All that fun things.
Because that was, remember, we were playing it.
Yep.
And Nathan's like, so why am I buying this? It was like first thing. Like,
yeah, I
don't know, man. What?
It's such a race.
That was I've amazing. Got the first one. I've got worms numerous times.
So have I.
Mm.
Once I've chewing my fingernails.
True, that is true.
Yeah.
That is just as bad.
But it's not like it's Peggle 2 and it's the fucking unicorn on the main screen's wearing a different fucking hat.
Like Peggle Knights.
Like the fucking Peggle WoW theme.
You cannot say Worms, a game that randomly generates levels, is worth buying a new Worms just because I feel like this should be DLC for the first
The smoke blows in the wind now.
You know what's cool about the coolest part about the new worms that I like the best? It's not cool at all, actually. It's how weird they generate those new levels.
The new levels are fucked.
The new levels are weird. Yeah. Like all the new weapons and stuff
to
is
like
cool.
Worms people,
sell it harder.
Don't generate levels that have roofs in them. When all your fucking weapons are rockets and shit.
Well, yeah.
Is that where your bitch is?
No, my bitch
is... That's my bitch.
Remember those ones where, like, it's in, like, about 3 or 4 times in a row?
Yeah.
What are you...
It would put you inside a fucking bit of land, so you're trapped.
And you're like, oh, good.
Yeah. In between the land and a fucking shovel
this
or something.
This guy's going to be a contributor. Yeah. No, it was like when it would spawn everyone.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it was, like, 3 fucking red guys standing all together.
Yeah.
And it's like, all those guys are fucked.
Pretty much.
They're dead.
Yeah.
And it did it like a bunch of times.
A lot of times. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a classically randomly generated game. So, I mean, randomly generated is going to be...
But I don't remember that happening often.
I think maybe the problem is that the maps are too small. I feel like the actual map area needs to be bigger.
I don't know. I thought...
Because we had, what, 3 teams in there.
So why am I playing this game?
This game is awesome. That's why.
That's deja vu.
Look, yeah.
That sounded exactly how you said it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's,
You practice that at home.
Yeah, you...
Because I say it every week with you dumbass.
I've got to be a
prick
again tonight.
Why am I buying this game?
Because we are. Shut up.
Why am I buying this game? That's the right pitch. Why am I buying this game? Why am I buying this game? There it is.
It's monotone.
Yeah. Why am I buying this game?
Bah.
It's slightly patronising as well.
It is.
Like,
it's a little
why do you need this toy?
Pretty much. Yeah. I try and pack as
really?
Many different emotions in there.
You're getting your dad voice on.
You certainly are.
Yeah.
Bah, okay. And it doesn't even end with a question mark.
Play outside.
It's like a full stop.
Yeah.
If you love a slow blink like this.
And you're slowly reaching for your wallet.
Well, you buy everything.
Yeah, so I do have a problem.
Having a little bit of filter. So, no, tell me, other than being bad levels and people are placed in stupid spots, why am I buying this game, for honest?
I think everyone bought the first one, and I feel that most people were disappointed with it because it didn't have the fucking holy hand grenade and all these awesome weapons in it.
It had the most stripped down version. It was terrible. Ever since it's Worms 1.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that put a lot of people off, whereas this one is the whole kit and caboodle, plus some new weapons.
Yeah.
It's just, if you're a Worms fan, you're buying it for that fun experience. There's nothing new in it. There's no fucking... Mm. It's not Worms 3D or...
The main thing is zero ball filter.
No, yeah, you can have as much balls in there as you want.
Make your giant cock levels.
Yeah,
that's it.
Hope that randomly it generates a big cock and ball.
Do you reckon they put one in there somewhere? Just
behind Big Ben.
They just put a couple of round bits underneath of the statue of the Tower of Big Ben.
I like the fact that it's
a little bit like a dick.
It is randomly generated, so there is a chance.
There is a chance.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Just playing.
They put it in the code. They just put it in. They go, all right, this will come up on, like, I don't know, their millionth fucking randomly generated level. And you get an achievement
for it. It's like making two veg.
Yeah. Hang on, young Jimmy. That looks like a pair of balls.
Looks like someone's privates. Austin Powers.
That's
a huge Johnson.
Johnson.
I saw today that that Worms has been submitted for the iPhone.
I saw that. Yeah.
By Apple.
So it should be out soon.
No, to Apple.
To Apple.
Oh, I thought it said by Apple.
Close.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
I thought Apple were making. Read Worms harder, game. Adam. I breeze so
that
through those.
That interests me because that is it in a different place where I can, you know, do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's just the same game with the same, like, slightly different weapons, it's...
I do know why, what you mean. Like, this could be a hard sell for people who do have Worms 1. And I did have some trepidation upon buying it, but I played the demo up at...
For a quarter of a second.
Yeah. No, this was before I actually had the option to buy it. I played the demo at my mate Brett's, and we played three-player with myself, him and his girlfriend, and we had so much fun.
Yeah, there's no
You had a gaming threesome.
Oh.
And not the cool kind.
Not the cool kind, yeah. Fully clothed.
Like, no board games, just straight up.
Nah. But what I find funny about that game is, like, his girlfriend is... not a gaming expert. She's, you know, not a massive gamer. And it was just really funny watching her play because the matches were always so even. Like, you never knew who was going to win.
Yeah.
There was this really funny moment where she's like, what does a banana bomb do? And she threw it. And, like, her
Sounds
worms...
Sounds like she was in the other room when you
Her worms were on, like, a low plateau with the water just beneath her. And she's thrown a banana bomb... straight up, it exploded
into
and killed all her worms beneath it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. On her first go. So her first go, she had one worm left.
Oh, and that was the one stuck, trapped inside, like, the terrain.
Yeah.
Does it have any of that kooky shit where you put, like, hats on them and stuff? Because I knew that...
Yes, it does.
Playing
through the single-player stuff, I guess... They've given you an incentive to actually do it because no one ever does it anyway. You earn money by doing it, and then you can buy new weapons to unlock and new levels and hats.
See, my problem with Worms single player was always the fact that they couldn't figure out a way to make the computer any better, so they just made them fucking mad cheap.
Yeah.
You had dudes, like, firing into the wind with a bazooka from across the level and fucking pinpointing you.
Yeah.
You're like... No one can do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I was thinking about that the other day. I was playing a game where they did some bullshit stuff like that, and I'm thinking it must be a really, really hard job to program them so they play like humans.
Yeah,
and keep it fun because you can either make it so they fail all the time, or you can make it. They're a computer. They know what to do.
Yeah.
How much possibility of failure do you put in there? You
exactly.
Know?
Like
it must be a really hard decision for them.
Be a tough. Yeah, be a tough
is
job.
Is this 800? Points?
Yes.
It's not 1200.
It was. Yeah, yeah.
So this will be where the, like, for me, I bought, and I think you were the same, I bought Worms for 400.
Yes,
when it came out. So Dubai Worms 2 wasn't that big.
It was, I bought it at 800 on launch.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So to you, it's like, I can understand why it's a bit more of a harder sell.
Oh, it's just pisses me off.
Because it's like, well, fucking already paid 800 points. Exactly. That's fair enough.
My
like,
you're never going to play Worms 1 again.
No, it's pretty, well, why would you bother?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe for the commando teams, they've all got the names of the
guys from Predator. I missed that.
Yeah, you can make that though.
Yeah, true. But still, I mean, you know, it was there.
But it, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was
the team I always made
evil doctors. That was my thing.
What's the matter, Dylan? You see how you got you pushing too many pencils?
Make it easy on yourself, Dutch.
There is a huge amount of voices for your worms in this one. Did you go through the list?
There's
fucking tons, man.
I only played, like, I only did those couple that we played the other night, and the geezers, which you hated.
Yeah, that was shit.
Yeah, I think it was like the geezers.
No, it sounded like
white rappers.
Yeah, white rappers, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Lame, really.
And you're like, oh, your guys shit making me angry.
Yeah.
Like, you were genuinely pissed off.
I was. I wanted to punch these guys.
You did.
Fucked. With your bazooka.
With your bazooka.
Is the control still... Is it
exactly the same?
Still
I keep pushing A and A. Fucking up because I keep thinking it's a jump.
Because I was when I was
all the time,
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't. I'll obviously know why they didn't change it because it was in the first.
I don't know
one,
why we just can't remember it.
At least they haven't busted it up to the new 800 points, which is 1200.
Like fucking Battlefield 1940 fucking 3.
Let's transition smoothly into that.
Oh my goodness. I thought that was going to be 800 points.
No. So did I.
I thought it was going to be 800 points.
It's more than 800 points. It's
given there's only
three maps,
I don't know if it's worth 1200, to be honest.
I don't know. Okay. I just...
Hey, if it worked, it might be worth fucking 1200.
Exactly.
Okay, so the Battlefield 1943 has just come out. It's a redone version of Battlefield 1942, which was one of my all-time favorite PC games. Fucking loved it. This game has turned out to be a bit of a runaway hit for these guys, and unfortunately it means that they've only got half the servers that they needed. So at the moment, apparently it's fixed now, but last night and definitely the night before, which are a couple of days after launch, it was broken. You could not find a game.
But at least we could play private matches together.
Yeah, if we knew 16 people.
It is
12?
Insane.
Yeah, okay, 14
is the minimum.
You need, right. Like, all right, anyone who's planning on playing this privately, have 15 other people that have got it that are going to want to play it at the same time you're going to play it, because that is the only way you can play private.
Yeah, private,
which is insane.
It is pretty dumb. I feel that for a game that's pushed as multiplayer only, they've done some really stupid things like a private match should be a private match. You can invite one other person in there.
You should be able
to
do one-on-one.
Try and fly planes into each other.
Exactly.
I don't know, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
But they've forced you to have 13 other people to be able to even play it, which is ridiculous.
And for a gamer that lives in desolate solitude, you're fucked.
Like us.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, with our ridiculous fucking crap internet, we don't have the awesome internet that, like, US and Japan are.
Exactly.
The first game I jumped into was perfect. It was smooth, everything worked, it was full, it was easy, but I was waiting for you guys to get on. And then I was like, oh, all right, cool. Well, I'll just wait for you guys. Then we all jumped in a big party. There was seven of us, I think, that all...
Like an Xbox Live party.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, we jumped into an actual physical party.
A sexy
party! No, I'm talking about like squads, when you form a squad.
I was getting to that. So what we decided to do was all join into a game. And then we thought, oh, we'll just do a private match.
Yeah.
And that's when we discovered that you needed
a ton
of dudes. So we went, all right, well, let's just make a squad. So
a party, like the way, you know, like Call of Duty and Halo and all that works.
Yeah, make a big party of dudes, then you go and fight other dudes. In a game where you can have,
24.
Yeah, 12 people per side.
Yep. Yeah.
It allows you to have four people do that in a squad.
Only.
And all I can ask is why.
Yeah.
And why not say, all right, well, you've got eight people. Let's make two squads. per this party, and off you go.
Yeah.
No, you can only have four people. So we had this awkward as fuck situation where you had seven people all keen as to play. Like, all right, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah. And it's like, well, we're in. We can play. But do you want to see if you can join once we're in?
Yeah.
And they're sort of like, I guess.
So we were screwed. We couldn't do a private match, and we couldn't do a squad match online.
Yeah, and then you join, and... Like, we had one situation where I was just joining your game and it just chucked you. You couldn't choose a team you wanted to be on.
Yeah.
I feel like it's... There's a lot of stuff. In the face of things like Call of Duty and Halo, just get it the fuck right. Like, just you've got to copy it. Why the same?
Why try and be different? Like, it's like EA think... Fuck, we're EA, man. Like, we're in the game. Like, we can do what we want. Yeah.
But to their credit, they've responded to the massively negative shit by actually opening today.
Yeah.
As in on Friday, the 10th, they've actually opened a bunch of Australian servers. And since I've actually heard people saying it's really good.
Yeah, I heard Cousin Swanee say that it's.
Yeah, it was really good today, which is great, but it still doesn't solve that problem that you need that many people.
Because I want to play with... Okay, that game being totally objective-based, you need to have people who you know and who you can order around, play with, to direct attacks on certain points and stuff, which is... The key, like, you think of any objective-based game online.
Yeah.
If you're playing a game with your mates against a team of randoms, you will smash them every single time.
Yeah.
And to limit it to four-player squads is fucked. Like, it takes away the whole point of it.
Do things like, hey, we should go get the flag.
Yeah.
And they'll say, hey, all right, okay, let's go get that flag.
Let's do that flag thing.
And then go, all right, let's take this flag back to our base.
Yeah.
Objective.
Hey, can you watch my back?
Sure thing.
Sure thing, buddy.
Yeah. Whereas the other guys are going, LOL, you're gay, Ruffle,
Fagzor.
Does anybody like playing MMORPG games?
Basically. We've all been in that match with that guy.
Yes. Who says it was Dean, wasn't it?
It was you, man.
My personal favourite. Does anybody like picking their nose and putting the boogies in the controller buttons? I do.
Yeah, that kid a controller.
Yeah. Okay, so we've bitched about it enough. What do we think of the actual game once we're in it and playing?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, we've played it.
I have.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I was really, really into it.
It just is mad fun. I was like, oh, a plane. Fly.
Crash.
Oh, well. Run. Dead. Whatever. I didn't even know what was happening. I just had a great time.
Just run, dead. How many fucking times did you get spawn killed?
A lot.
Not a lot, because I was spawn killing. And that was great.
Oh, you're a whore.
Chris, how many times did you get spawn killed?
Seven.
Yes. Me? How many kills did you get, Nathan?
Seven?
Wait a minute.
I remember,
I love this.
There's something.
I love listening to Adam's tirade of anger.
I was angry.
Fuck. Oh, this is fucking. I can't believe. Oh, yeah. That'd be
awesome.
Oh,
shit.
It was actually horseshit. And I went, oh, he's this guy killing me. And it was me. And I'm like, Nathan, great. God.
It did make it worse that you killed me.
I know where you live.
You motherfucker.
It's pretty easy. You're pretty terrible.
I was lagging really badly.
I was lagging. The sun was in my eyes.
Yeah, you rarely swear online. You say willikers a lot.
I do say willikers a lot.
Heavens to Betsy. Yeah.
Fucking willikers.
Yeah.
Fiddle dee dee.
Willikers Canucks.
It's ridiculous. As Nathan so gracefully put it, I struggled with it.
Yeah,
majorly.
It was funny.
I kind of thought that they were really generous with their vehicle spawns as well. I could always find a car quicker. Yeah,
this is all news to me.
Or a tank.
That's because all you did was sit there, and all you could see was white rage in front of your eyes.
I could.
And
you sat there going, I had this shooting pain in upper arm into the chest. I don't know.
Could you taste copper?
I could taste a little bit of copper. It could have been aluminum.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aluminum falcon.
Falcon. What the hell's an aluminum falcon? I'll, can I call this a round one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely come back to it,
I think. It is not fair to judge this game not yet. Now when it's all fucking... I mean, it's
I doubt it's only us going, oh, I know there's a lot of people that would have bought it on the night and went, what the fuck is this?
In my fucking utter confusion, trying to find the option to enable us to play a private match, I went to their forums and it was literally just... WTF the whole way down. And all these people just going, what the fuck is going on? This is broken, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it was...
About the private matches?
Yeah. About about everything. No. It's just not working. Wow. So yeah,
this is something that I wanted to...
They put a lot of effort into trying
to... Something I wanted to bring up was it seems to happen a bit where you'll buy a downloadable game like that and it will be broken, right?
Yeah.
Or it'll have a situation where we get shit servers or something. Now... If we had bought that game as a disc and it was broken, we would be back to EB.
Yeah, we've not got a second chance. So
Yeah, but because you bought it online, you are fucked. Yep. Like, and I can't, I'm kind of finding while the downloadable game thing is fucking rad, like it's like impulse as. I think I still prefer to have a fucking disc.
Yeah. So you can go back and go, prototype, motherfucker.
Smash. Rip it out. Yeah, yeah. I just, feel really ripped off. Like, we spent...
Or, what is it? Fuel, motherfucker.
Ping.
No, that was last week. This week's all about love.
Yeah. Lots of love this week. Can't wait,
Well, I'm happy to come back to this next week after a good week.
Yeah, okay, well...
One other game I'll come back to next week, because I was talking to you about it last night, is Battlefield Heroes.
Yeah.
Yes. Finally got that running.
I've been playing email ping pong with EA, which was fun.
Yeah.
Where they say, we've reset your password. I say, thanks. And they send me a password, an empty email. Without any reset password.
Cool.
So that's been fun.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. I'm assuming to get into Battlefield Heroes.
That's not the game? The Battlefield Heroes game?
No.
What, the email
ping-pong? Emailing back and
maybe
forth?
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm playing it wrong.
I don't know.
Oh.
Because this is a big
deal. You have to show me.
Did you get achievements?
It's kind of shit.
I'd like to play it very much.
Yeah. Well, the little I played... I was telling you about last night. I was like, this is cool.
And you're running this boot camp style?
Boot camp style.
Mm. Is this looking to come to Xbox?
Probably not.
Because it's free. They don't like that.
Be sick on Xbox.
Would be. It's made for
it's
it.
It's very console-y looking.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And a
third
person. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes.
I look forward to hearing
it. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. Balls
out paradise.
Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise.
Big Surf Island.
It's new. DLC.
It's actually not that new.
No, it's not actually. It's been out for about a month.
About a month, yeah.
About a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I decided I'm going to buy that. Yeah. I was listening to some chaps talk about this and I went, you know what? I'm going to grab that because I enjoyed that game.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 points.
Thousand points, about what, $15 or so.
Yeah, it's weird because everything like between the games that have come out like DLC, it's 400, 800, 1200. Like this is the first
560.
560. That's a weird one. I still don't get that. I still haven't finished that. By the way, that's see the future.
That, by the way,
Fable probably don't bother.
I'm not gonna bother.
Anyway, 1,000 points. First 1,000 point. Yep. Price point in any sort of game.
It's a nice round number.
Okay, so rather than all the Burnout DLC up until now has been cars.
Yeah, just cars.
And modes.
The party mode.
And the cop mode that cops and robbers, sirens on top of all the cars.
Still like that. That's still fun.
Still fun.
Yeah.
Well, this one actually comes with some new maps.
Yeah.
New courses.
A whole new course.
Yeah.
Yeah, big course. Yeah.
Big course. Fucking big old
Surf Island course.
And I think, I feel like after playing it for a couple of hours, I feel like it's, they sort of went, well, we want to give you a really fun place to just dick around in.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's just built, it's there's not even a premise that this is a real place. It's just so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. There's massive, like, stupid, there's jumps stupid everywhere. Ramps.
Yeah, there's...
That's what ramp, I liked about it.
Yeah. The ramp through, like, big fucking concrete rings.
That's, and, I did that bit, that was cool.
And the big lighthouse and shit like that, yeah.
And there's no fucking filler. Like, there's no gaps in between what's fun and anything else. Yeah. And it's just all crazy shit. And I found myself, like, barreling along and sort of going, oh, I'll do this, oh, and just constantly getting distracted by a new thing that was, you know, like, oh, there's a gate, oh, there's a new sign, oh, and everything was, I felt like there's sometimes in the main game where I'd be like, well, how the fuck do I get to that? Oh, I've got no idea, I must need something else. Whereas this, I was just flying around and just grabbing everything at once.
It's like Paradise City, but just more, like, condensed.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
It's just not, it's not as spread out. Like, it's and it makes it, it actually makes for more of a, like, a kind of, like, that hunting, like, finding, like, seeking out all the bits and pieces more fun, like you said.
Yeah.
Because you sort of, you're spotting things as you go.
Yeah.
But I did find that, the jumps and stuff were the main thing. I really enjoyed basically doing a whole lap in a particular sort of part and coming back to these jumps and just jumping over them, just doing it.
Yep.
It was just fun.
It made getting from one place to the other, like, you go, oh, I want to go swap my car.
Yeah.
It made me sort of go, oh, well, it's not too far.
That's it.
Very condensed, very far. One thing I'm sort of getting to, though, we were talking about the other night, was like, why the fuck are these guys still putting up with... No, you got to drive everywhere.
Yeah,
you got to drive back to change your car. You got to drive. It's like, this is the most ridiculous game in the fucking world.
Yeah.
It's a game where you literally drive around deliberately to smash your fucking car into oblivion.
Yeah.
And drive around, like, incredible
speeds. It's showtime.
It's showtime. And there's a bridge, which is open, that has jumps on it that isn't... The bridge isn't finished yet. Oh, let's stick some jumps on it. Don't put jumps on your bridge. People are going to jump on those jumps. It'll cause all kinds of trouble. So why the fuck don't you put a quick travel in? I don't care if I see a loading screen. I don't care. Just let me show, oh, man, I really want to swap my car. Go to that place. Yeah. Just let me zip around the map. Yeah. It's not, what are you going to fuck with the realism?
Exactly.
It's fucking burnout. It's ridiculous. Don't worry about it. Just let me go where I want.
That same thing needs to be put in when you fail a race or something.
Oh, that's in there.
Oh, is that in there?
Yeah, there's a retry. Yeah. Yeah, that came in a few updates ago.
I've obviously not played any races since the updates. I'm going to go back and do it.
No. There you
go. Come here. I'm really keen to unlock those toy cars.
Yeah, the big bonus. Them?
Well, unlocking, you got to find all the gates and find all the billboards.
Oh, right.
You so unlock the car every time you do that.
You can't just buy your way to this one only.
Fuck. Yes.
Yet.
Yeah. Until Mr. Man goes, actually, we could make some money off
this. We could do this.
Put that in there.
560 points.
Done.
But you were saying before about burnout, like, you've fallen out of love with it.
Yeah, when I first started playing it, I was like, fuck, this game rocks. And, I mean, I'm not really into kind of car games as it is.
Yeah.
I don't even have my driver's license, man. Actually, I just got my learner's last week.
Yay!
My dad made me do it. But, so I'd really like to... It's one of those games I think you can just keep coming back to. Like,
yeah.
I think...
Do you still have it or did you get rid of it?
I got rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I limit myself to a small collection.
How much did you say you saw it for the other day?
On PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
This game is currently buyable with a disc and a box and an instruction book for $15.
That is in fucking insane.
I actually considered buying it just because it was so fucking cheap and just to see what it looked like. You know,
it's $15. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Blockbuster tried to charge me $12 for a rental. That's $2 more.
Three.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Wow.
I could not believe that when you told me that.
I think I paid, what, $45 the second time around?
Think about it, though.
Did you buy it, like, the newer one? Oh, but it doesn't matter, because you bought them anyway, didn't you? Because the newer one comes out with the updates and stuff.
Okay, right. No, I got the old one.
Wow.
Sold.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
But even for that, it's good.
But this game is... probably now making money entirely from DLC.
Probably,
People would buy that and go, wow, this is really fun. Oh, I can buy more shit for this.
Yeah, seeing all the other things. And I'm wondering how much of that goodwill worked too from all those free updates.
See, I really feel like people are giving this game a free fucking pass because they gave us a year worth of updates.
Yeah, like meaty updates. They were
what was in them?
Those bikes.
Bikes.
There's bikes. Yep. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
What were the other ones?
Geez, I can't remember. I
don't know. Exactly.
Was there more?
There wasn't that fucking much. And I think that people were like, hey, this is slightly... God,
maybe there wasn't.
There wasn't that much, really. They updated some shit, and they kept updating it. That's fine. They gave us bikes for free and day-night cycle. And then all of a sudden, people would go, oh, fuck it, no, that's cool. Pay 20 bucks for some fucking a DeLorean.
Yeah. Do you feel like, that's, I'm not going to
do that. Suck on my nuts. It's like $8.
Yeah.
That is,
If I don't get a fucking, if I don't get a hold in my hands.
Yeah, I will not argue that point, because that is ridiculous.
You should have got all the cars for that price. Yeah.
But the toy ones are now available in that new DLC. Do you feel like after playing it for as long as we did, like, I mean, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's 1,000 points is worth that?
See, for that island, yes. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you give me something that's worth doing, like, I feel like them giving those cars away with that, that's a good deal, because you get the potential, you can unlock those sweet cars.
Yeah.
Then you get also a new place to dick around in.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's kind of got that kind of Not Whole Island kind of feel to it.
Don't just give me a new hat. Give me a quest to go and get a new hat.
Yeah, and I have done that. And it's not none of it's not really, it's not majorly out of reach.
Yeah,
like there's going to be a couple. I think there's going to be a couple of billboards that are going to be kind of a little bit challenging.
I think
there's
going to be a few that will be CBF. That'll be like,
fuck that. That was my thing with Burnout, is I get the CBFs after a while.
Yeah, and that's partly because I feel like you can't travel very quickly to an area. Yeah. So I go fuck. Yeah. I really wish that they'd go, all right, you've played this game for 50 hours, you know what? Here's everything on the map. Just go find it.
And what
are they going to lose?
I think I
gamer score?
I get fatigued.
That doesn't cost them anything.
I get fatigued from the speed, too.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. There's too much fast car.
Too much danger zone.
Like, seriously, I play it, and I'm like, the highway is too vast and speedy. Yeah.
And Infamous, I also play in this. Infamous has spoiled me. Infamous is a brilliant thing where you click in the stick and it sends out a pulse and it goes, hey man, here's a hidden thing.
You go
find that thing. You don't get, it doesn't point it out to you. You have to keep
still
doing
find it.
You still have to find it.
It's like being a dolphin.
It is. I wish there was dolphins.
Arkham Asylum has the same thing.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's cool. All right,
now I'm into the Batarang.
Game of the fucking year.
If you press a set, I forget what button it is. I think it's like maybe right button or something, but it'll go all blue, like Batman.
Like a sonar sort of Batman, bat sort of vision.
That's how I knew to grapple onto.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to. They need to make. I understand why you might want to make things difficult, but quit it.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't care.
When you choose a new car, okay, you get it from the junkyard.
Yeah.
But why are they all fucked up? And you have to fix it when you get a car.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's like fuck you.
Yeah, you have to drive to the thing.
Yeah.
That's a day one gripe, motherfucker.
I have to
bring that up now.
Car fixed. Thanks.
But I'm like you, Dana, bringing up that point you said before about car. Like, I'm not a car game guy.
Nah, me neither.
I'm so surprised how much Burnout has me. Like, it's just...
Yeah, because like, it's fun. It's like Daytona fun almost.
Yeah, I would never I would never hold this much interest for, like, Gran Turismo or...
Yeah.
No. Or, you know, like, Forza even for that matter. Yeah. But Forza's like...
Forza's pretty anal. What did you think of Grid?
I didn't play enough of Grid, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah, Grid is pretty
pure. What are you going to say? Sorry.
I think Burnout's just... that kind of franchise, man. I remember the old games, dude.
Mm.
I used to play those flat out.
Big time.
Burnout 2.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Burnout 3 sold me the
dude,
Xbox.
Yeah, what was it? Burnout Takedown or...
The one before Takedown, it was called Punch Fuck.
That's it. That was my favorite.
Yeah, Punch Fuck.
Card Root.
But yeah, man, just like saying. Limitless fun, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I find it, like Burnout. Burnout 1 was pretty cool, but Burnout 2 was when it was like, it just took it to that new crash mode and stuff.
Also,
place.
Give us that.
Yeah, Burnout
crash
2.
Mode. Stop being dicks about it.
Oh, crash mode.
Hey,
what? One of the newer ones had crash mode in it.
What? Yeah.
I can't remember which one it was. Was it Takedown?
Yeah, Takedown.
Takedown had a crash mode in it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I don't remember
it had the golf swing thing?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Oh, really?
Like, it took away like what I really liked about the like Crash Mode in like 3 yeah. and 2.
Oh yeah, that, do you remember? Yeah, the yeah. newer one that was.
It's just cool. drive yeah. fast yeah, into like some it. Shit, plow into it. Yeah,
so yeah, it made it like it just the chaos was sort of taken away to, by strategy.
Yeah. yeah, you had to follow that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. All they need to just redo that and let you go. All right, here's create mode, fucking boom block style. And go, here's yeah. a stack of cars.
Hell yeah!
That and you can put awesome. In. You're only allowed to put in 50 cars or something like that, and say so yeah. you start here, drive, and
got your
go.
little thermometer on the Bam. Side, like everyone's
doing. Yeah, that'd be cool, levels. Actually.
Yeah. That's with that crazy like you know the way the cars deform and just become destructive.
Yeah. yeah.
How cool would that look in that engine, in the Burnout Paradise engine? Oh, yeah. Crash Mode would be insane. Yeah. It would look
maybe
nuts.
That's why I didn't do it.
DLC!
Melt.
Too much.
I just paid yeah. $15 for this shit. Just yeah. give me something new.
I'll pay 800 points for Crash Mode, like a proper Crash Mode.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Man, I'd pay $2,000 for a Crash Mode.
$2,000.
That was the one thing. $4. That was why I took it back, because it never
crashed. No Crash Mode. Yeah, okay. That's
yeah.
fair enough.
I'll be honest and yeah. say that I took mine back too, but then I had to rebuy it.
Halo style.
Yeah.
Guilt. Oh, because it was because you were buying it.
You bought it for Cops and Robbers. That was what Cops and Robbers. Like I said, I still think that's awesome. I want to play more of it. But I want to play more of it.
Yeah, I know.
It's because we're too busy trying to fucking join games in 1943.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking
yeah.
horseshit. Yeah. Motherfuckers.
Some feelings that this old dog kicked up. It's been raining since you left me. Now I'm drowning in the flood. You see, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I give up.
Oh, so what did we do?
We went.
Prestige.
We did that new thing on Call of Duty 4, the new Call of Duty game.
All the cool kids are doing it.
It's really the one that hard came out do.
Not long ago. Like, many kids like have done it. 2 years ago. We went Prestige.
Yeah,
for
so
the
basically
first
what
time.
You do is you play the game for long enough that you unlock everything cool you can, and then you take it away from yourself.
You lock it.
Yeah. Everything you work towards.
And you start again.
Yeah. You start again.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just starting again.
Look, there was a bit of a lead up to it. We were talking about, because we were playing with people that have just started playing.
Yes. Yeah.
Two people that have just started playing.
Brett and Swanee.
No, it wasn't Swanee.
Yeah, he's been playing for a while. Yeah.
Swanee's, I think, like triple prestige or something like that.
Yeah. Was it like Norco or?
It was.
Okay, I regret asking that. Keep going.
Yeah. And it was Jake as well.
You asked, you can't unask.
That's what I said, I regretted it.
Oh, was it Norco or was it Wixie?
Wixie.
Shut up.
Come in.
Man and Man were playing with us, they were like real like early levels.
Yeah, like level 4 or something.
And we were hearing their little you know, like,
shouts of glee. Oh, I just unlocked this thing.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's really cool.
I want that thrill again.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
You're the disgruntled veteran.
Like, yeah, seriously, yeah.
With my stash of weapons and...
Yeah, that I never
used. And, the three weapons you end up using.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, did I miss that? Like, I can't wait till the new one comes out and you can do all that again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, we could just go prestige.
And I kind of wasn't serious, but then...
Yeah. I'm like, I'll do it if you do it. It was like one of those, like, you know, party drugs. Yeah. So they were handing around prestiges.
Yep.
And
you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm already drunk.
Come on.
Consider me an addict. I've got nothing to look forward to anymore. I've got my gold cross, so it's the end of the
road. So you're done.
It's the end of the road for me. I'm just taking my sweet time.
Man,
fuck, man.
Hammered that.
I did.
Yeah.
I really did. I felt so intimidated every time I get into a game. And I was like, this dude is, like... I don't know how you got to like 20 prestige, but you did it.
Just fueled by rage.
How many times
do you have to prestige to get a gold?
It was like 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
a lot. Although, after what we've done so far, it's like it's doable. But if you had have started back when we were first playing it, you'd be gold star by now.
Oh, man. Ruddick had his gold cross like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
How?
Yep.
That's crazy.
But you guys, Sham you did friggin' 3 days after the game came out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It was crazy.
But you you play a lot of hardcore, don't you?
Yeah, team deathmatch, man.
Yeah. And you get more XP for that, don't you?
If you get like high kills, you do.
Yeah. So I'm too much of a pussy to do that. I'm just not very good at it.
I like it, but I just find I'm not that good at it.
Yeah, I find that it's
a different style of play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do more Counter Strike anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's just it's kind of like just normal deathmatch almost. Like it's no real strategy. It's just run and gun.
It's basically not as many dudes playing. I know tonight actually there was an invite that went out over Twitter.
Hardcore basically makes it removes your HUD.
Removes your HUD and higher weapon damage.
Die with a couple of bullets kind of thing. Yeah.
You don't respawn. Yeah, is that right?
Oh, there's like
different modes. Yeah,
there's like, say, sometimes you can wait up to like 20 seconds to respawn.
Yeah, 25 seconds. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Can you still rocket jump?
Yes.
Yeah.
And bunny hop.
You're like triple prestige by now.
Yeah, yeah. Woo, all kinds of prestige. I've seen the prestige once.
Yeah,
and I didn't think it was that good a movie.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a good movie.
Do we have to have this conversation again? That is an excellent movie.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. I remember starting our prestige adventure, and I'm like, played our first match, and I'm like, fuck, I haven't got my RPD.
Yeah.
We're like nothing.
I immediately regret this decision.
Milk was literally a bad choice.
Yeah, but now I'm getting into it.
Yeah, I've just unlocked the M4 again.
Oh,
so I'm back to, I'm like level 10 now, something like
I've
that.
I've got my RPD again too, so
It's good times again with the M4. Like, I remember how much of a cool weapon that was. Because I remember starting, like, from 1 up to 10 and playing with the MP5.
Yeah.
And that's not that
You were digging
tough.
The MP5.
I really like the MP5. I like that even when I had the good weapons. I thought it was really fun.
I think it's a really amazing thing that a game can literally incentivize taking shit away from you.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it?
I so badly want to go back to the start again.
Yeah.
What the fuck other game has ever done that?
Yeah.
No, I
can't think of a single game that's ever... I feel like that's a really innovative approach to incentivizing multiplayer is actually literally taking shit away from you. Imagine you do it again.
Imagine the poor guy who came up with that idea and had to push it to the other guys.
Yeah, everyone's going, fuck off. No one's going to want to do it again. They did it the first time.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Imagine
everyone
WoW.
Will do it.
WoW prestige mode. I'm a level 7. Oh. Fuck it, I'll go prestige and now I'm level 1 again.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's every time you re-roll a character.
Yeah.
And you make a new one, you start.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
yeah, but you've always got the other one to get back to.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. It's sort of reignited a bit of my interest in the game again.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just playing it. Because beforehand, we were playing private matches. We're doing Kill House. And that's all, it's all well and fun. But now you've got that spark again of... Which is exactly why I did it in
part,
the... why I did it in the first place, is you got that spark to go at it again. Yep. And, you know...
And it kind of makes it okay to play with strangers.
Yeah, definitely.
As well. Because you're playing, but you're getting a reward out of it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Speaking of rewards, apparently the new Call of Duty... The way that you do get your perks is by how you act as a player.
Oh, right.
So if you run
like
heaps,
Oblivion.
Yeah, so if you run heaps, then you'll get the speed perk. If
no
you're
shit.
Sharpshooter. That's what I've heard.
Is that, wow. That's
well, from an inside source, who knows how much crack they were smoking at the time. But
hopefully not much.
That's
because that would be cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I can see him doing that. Yeah.
Just imagine someone going running around and jumping a lot. I'm trying to get the jump.
You know what? I'll kill him and get the kill. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
I think
that's fine.
That's probably a better way to do it, I reckon. Buy your actions, your reward.
Yeah, because you do get a lot
makes,
that you never fucking
sense.
Use.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Like those ones where it's like, listen to the other team. You're like, oh, sweet, I'm going to use that.
Never.
That's right.
Listen to the guy going, lol, I just pwned a noob. No, nobody cares.
Yeah,
so good.
And then, yeah, where are you?
How useful is that perk when everyone else is in a private party?
Exactly. Yeah.
I can hear what they're
saying.
They're in private chat.
Oh, they've gone dark.
Wait, I think I heard something. No.
No, you hear one guy on the other team.
I think.
Yeah. Why isn't anyone talking?
Yeah.
And it's like people walking around.
Someone singing fucking Marilyn Manson or something.
Yeah. Or Drowning Pool.
Yeah.
You guys are all noobs.
Let the bodies hit the floor. I love this song. No, it'd be funny. You know what you'd hear? Dudes trying to shoot other dudes. That's what you're going to hear. There's no strategies being told.
Okay, I'm walking past the car now. All right, I'm near the wall. I got shot. I'm coming around the corner.
What I particularly like is just random dudes that talk to you like you've been playing as a team for years. Yeah. Right, guys, I'm going to get everyone formation behind the car. All right, good tank. And you're like, what the fuck, mate?
Nah, dude.
Piss off.
Can I shoot the man?
can I do that?
I'm going to do that, I think.
Dude's just cruising in by himself.
I'm just going to go over here.
All right, charge! One guy running by himself.
So it's going to be, very interesting to see what they come up with next.
Yeah, I'm really...
I hope. Yeah, that would be...
And I think it's going to have to be big to take players away from COD 4 itself. Because that's a monster.
Dude.
You played World at War, yeah? You had that.
I did, yeah.
Why? Obviously not at...
At first, I really did like it. I liked the way it was put together, but in the end, man, COD 4, as you said, it's a fucking behemoth.
Yeah.
And you play that. I didn't play COD 4, admittedly, for months because I was on COD 5. I was, having so much fun with it. And then I played COD 4 again and just went, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
I've literally got that game. Like, I've still got the one that I borrowed.
Really?
I have to take that back. That's been sitting on my shelf this whole time. I've not had any intention to play it. The only time I want to play it is when I get an invite from Lee to play zombies.
Yeah, that's the only reason you got to keep that game, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a jealous ex-girlfriend just like waiting there.
Stay
away. Even if it is to play zombies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Once in a while.
App Store roundup.
App Store shitbag.
Oh, whip noise.
Whip.
So.
All right, chumps. What do we got?
Couple of ones. Couple of ones. Hey, did you guys get that free Columns download?
Yes.
Yep.
Ooh, I did.
That's cool.
I did. Yeah. Columns is kind of shit, but I got the Puyo Puyo. I like more.
Yeah, Puyo Pop.
Yeah,
I've got that on
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Game Bean Gear. Machine.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That game has been released as so many different things. It's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool for free download. I think it was $4 or
something. Yeah.
$5 or something before. Yeah.
More bucks than anyone was willing.
I was surprised it actually ran good, being a fucking Sega product.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Lame.
You're still feeling the hurt from Sonic.
I am. I can't believe they've not updated that. But anyway, so that was a good free purchase.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that we even got it for free. Like, considering it was like a 4th of July.
Exactly. Bonus. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is obviously
American
holiday.
We're clearly not American.
No, we're Australian.
Well, I don't own any guns.
I still like to celebrate the 4th of July.
With free apps?
Because of the reasons that they celebrate it.
Yeah.
Which are many.
Fireworks.
I think that was the day they got fireworks were invented over there.
Freedom.
Yeah.
John Q's Fireworks.
John Q Fireworks.
Was born.
John Cusack Works.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
But so no, what were you playing?
I had a quick go of that, and that was really cool. That was just one of those things. I just picked it up and played it because it was free. I got Karuki, actually, which is spelled K-A-R-U-K-I. I did. It's all good. It was just a small cyst.
Oh.
That was on top of another cyst, but we'll go into that another time. It was really cool. It was only a dollar. I was one of those like late nights before I went to bed. I usually cruise the app store just to see what's coming out.
Yeah. And you're half asleep, so your decision making isn't that good.
It's not very good at all. I've made some horrible decisions in the last couple of weeks.
I'm going to buy that graphics calculator.
What?
No, what did I do?
Did you buy a graphics calculator?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was going to say.
But that's, you can imagine that happening and being humorous.
That is true. But Karuki is like a, it's a $1.20. It was like a $1.20. And it's kind of like that, Nathan brought up an excellent point. It's kind of like that mini game in, was it New Mario on DS?
Yes. Where Mario dropped out of the top of the screen, you drew little trampolines and had to bounce from
the bounce off.
Yeah.
And it's cool because what you got to do is you got to basically, it works on that same principle where you start from the bottom of the map.
Yeah.
And it's like just a straight up with obstacles and stuff.
Yeah.
Little obstacles, one of which is a flaming skull head. And it's like really.
That's cool.
It's kind of drawn really, really kind of like crappily and like with like, you know, it looks like crayons.
Yeah.
Another one is like a wizard's head.
Nice.
It's kind of cool. But yeah, the art, like, yeah, having said that, the art style is actually really cute and kind of.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And
runs awesome. Like, it does. It just, like, it's so smooth. I mean, it's obviously because it's such a simple looking game.
Yeah.
But I found that I played this for longer than 5 seconds, which is great.
Wow, that's a long
time. Which is really good for an app store game. So,
yeah, that's it.
It's really cool. And it just works off that premise. You just build little trampolines, just work your way up to the top. That's pretty much it. It's a good little
level.
Do
the levels ever change, or is it just high score?
Yep. And you got to collect, what you got to do is you got to collect little like diamondy things.
Diamonds?
To get your points. Yeah. Well, yeah. If you want to get, like, if you want to get technical, yeah.
Gems?
Yeah. Well, okay. But what you also do as well is you got to pick up little kind of little mini little versions of yourself, which will actually form a little tail.
Like flower.
And as you sort of, maybe? I don't know. I've never played that game. But pretty much, there was one of those little flaming heads there.
Yeah, that's cool.
I
need to definitely pick up an iPhone so I can stop defacing public property.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it'll give you something else to do rather than ruin everyone's
shit. Take photos of your defacing.
Yes.
It's true.
Look them up on Twitter.
Get the new one you can do with your 3.2 megapixel camera.
Yes.
But this is worth picking up for $1.20.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I should get it.
Like, it's a great little 5-minute time waster.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool. I suggest you get it.
Shall.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it. If you enjoy drawing lines. Only thing is, though, I just don't just remember, reminded me when I was just playing it then, really unprofessionally during the podcast, is the lines, there doesn't seem to be a limit on the line you can draw.
So you can draw one across the whole map.
Supposedly, yeah. But you still got to aim yourself in a way to get to, like, you can't just get...
Well, that's probably the challenge, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean...
you're only going to hit one point.
Exactly. So, but they should do it in a way that you are limited to how long you can draw the line.
Can't just mash the lines over.
It's $1.20. I really don't care.
Yeah.
It's a good little time waster.
Does that have an effect if you draw the line across the whole screen? If your character comes back down, he's going to be blocked from dropping...
Yeah, he will be.
So, do you just keep bouncing? Or?
You just keep bouncing on that line. Until you draw another line, the line stays there. So it's pretty, I mean, it's that standard kind of thing for that kind of game. But, it's cool. It's really good. That was a late night. That was a late night purchase.
Impulse.
That I immediately tweeted with. This game's actually really good. It's really cool. Unlike the one I did buy, which was Bliss, it's not very good at all. That was $1.20 as well, but I checked it out. Yeah. It was all right.
I did notice there's been quite a few pop up in the App Store because of the App Store birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
A bit of cheapness going on, which is nice.
Cheapness is definitely appreciated, but it's a trend at the moment.
Yeah.
Seems to be. Everyone's. Is. Who would have thought cheap and free things would actually sell
shift
units? Dudes like cheap. What did you play, Amo?
I had a typical me impulse moment.
No.
Where I'd been eyeing off Doom Resurrection for a while.
Oh.
This is...
You've been 13, making eye contact across the room.
A little bit. There's a few smiles, a couple winks. This game is punching out.
I couldn't help but you noticing 13. me noticing you.
You
got it.
How'd you know I was looking at you if you weren't looking at me? Yeah, this game kicks off at $13, which is hefty for an iPhone.
That is a hefty iPhone. Yeah,
it's a lot of money, a lot of money. I had read a lot of good stuff about it. A lot of people giving it good reviews, saying, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Basically, what was holding me back from it was it's a first-person shooter, but you don't control movement. All you control is the shooting, reloading, dodging,
accelerometer-based aiming. Too.
So, yeah, you aim with your accelerometer. Yeah, it's basically similar to, I guess, like House of the Dead and games like that where it's scripted movement and whatever, which sounds lame.
Yeah.
But once you start playing it, you kind of forget that that is being done for you. Like, you just get immersed in the game.
Yeah.
It's pretty much based on all the art stuff from Doom 3.
Yeah.
Which is done pretty well. Yeah. It doesn't look shit.
No.
All the sounds are the same. And they've done it in a way that the levels, the way the camera moves around stuff, is the way that you probably would have played the level anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just turn around and look at things, and it's not like it just follows a path like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool. And there's certain bits that pop up where, like, the imps, for example, throw fireballs at you, and you've got to dodge out of the way at the last minute. Or you'll come up against a couple of soldiers who'll be, like, pinging away at you, and you'll have to cover behind a crate or a wall pop out and shoot them. And, so it's really fun. Like, I was surprised how much fun it actually was. Like, I fired it up, and I'm like, I'll give it a shot. We'll see what it's like. And I just played, like, through the first three levels flat out.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy.
That's cool.
Look, it's a lot of money, but you're probably getting a fair bit of good value out of it, I reckon.
If you're a fan, you're a fan.
If you like Doom 3, you'll dig this because it's quite innovative, I think, the way they've done it.
I was surprised by the aiming. The aiming was a really big thing for me because the fact
that... Like, you hate accelerometer.
I hate it.
Almost as much as you hate Shire.
Yeah.
Mr. LaBeouf, I should say.
It's an even on par hate.
Yeah.
It's high. Yeah. It's up there.
No, I mean, that is... Yeah, it's a lot of hatred.
But it's done... Like, he's managed to squeeze out this really smooth, usable... Yeah. Accelerometer-based aiming system. It's actually really good.
It works really well.
You're talking about Shia LaBeouf or the...
Yes.
Smooth all the time. Nice. An interesting thing to note is that they had finished this game, and the way they had it played out was it was a tap-to-shoot game, which means that you tap on an enemy on the screen and he'll shoot it.
Yeah.
They showed it to John Carmack, and he's like, nah, it's shit. I know we're going to can it.
Yeah.
And then someone has gone back and gone, okay, I'm going to make it an accelerometer game. And he's done it and shown him. And they're like, this is actually fun now. And that's why they released it.
It's so weird that it actually wasn't a game.
And it does this cool thing where it will adjust the sensitivity of the accelerometer on the fly. So when you're fighting a dude, it makes it really sensitive. But when you're just walking around, it doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
Which is a cool way of, like, stopping you from, like, looking around heaps.
Or going, no,
left, you don't right, notice you're on rails as much because you can't spin around so much. Yeah. So it's cool. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a great...
Wait for a sale, maybe, but...
There's not a great deal of good FPSs on...
No.
iPhone. And it is a fucking iPhone, so, I mean, that's not really a big...
Well, that's it. I mean, I don't know if I had mentioned this on the earlier ones, but I also bought Prey.
Yeah.
And it uses, like, a left thumb for looking around, right thumb for... left thumb for movement, like a virtual analog stick, and right thumb for looking around. And you tap on enemies to shoot them.
Yeah.
And it works, but... I just don't think you can do a first-person game on the iPhone.
No, not traditionally.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, good on you for trying.
That's it.
I'm not going to punch you in the dick for giving it a go.
No, I might, but...
You might.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Did you guys end up getting Moonlights at all?
Nah, no.
That World of Goo clone?
Oh, you showed me that. I didn't really get into it, to be honest.
I tried to play it a bit more. I'll give it a couple more goes. Like the whole, you know, like being interested in World of Goo and not actually playing it myself. It lacks this kind of zazz that I don't really. I mean, World of Goo has got a particular kind of flair to it that I kind of enjoy. It's got that the quirky sort of characters in it, the fact that, you know, you're operating little goo balls and stuff like that. This kind of just doesn't have anything. But that made me go back to Tiki Towers, which is a little bit late to the party because this is an old game. But Tiki Towers is really cool.
Yeah.
There's a really cool game. I dug that
more than Moonlights.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It's a little bit like that Elephant game, except with some actual style.
Yeah.
I actually thought that was really well done.
Yeah. The Tiki Towers. Yeah, no,
I hope they do well for the iPhone.
I'd like to see that. I reckon I'd grab that. Yeah.
Or even the Xbox.
Yeah, you reckon it'll work on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
On a system that I own, how about that?
Suggestions,
news. Wait, sorry.
What?
Sorry, I thought it was news.
We put out. Oh, Nathan put out a Twitter post today to our Twitter followers, suggesting some topics.
Asking for some suggestions.
Yeah, suggesting that they suggest to us.
It was very suggestive. The whole thing.
It was very suggestive. Yeah. Provocative.
Yep.
Yep.
We had some really good ideas flung our way, which was excellent. Thank you very much for your input as well.
Yes.
One of which we all quite liked was our favourite, and it was actually turned into a bit of a Twitter conversation between the community, the Rant Theory community, which was the gaming soundtracks. What was our favourites?
Mm.
Each person had something different to bring of what they actually liked.
Yeah.
My personal favourite was the Morrowind soundtrack. Loved Morrowind soundtrack. It was awesome. I actually ripped that straight from the game disc and used to listen to it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because you had to listen to it so much playing the game because it took so fucking long?
I just like the main theme in particular.
Yeah.
Get down with
love it. Like it's cool. It's so
Oblivion was the same, I reckon.
Yeah.
What one is really sick? I've actually got the orchestral score at home. BioShock, man.
Oh yeah. That was one of those ones that we were meant to get a disc in our special editions of BioShock, and that never happened. But they then released it as a download. But that's actually something that's always excited me about special editions is the inclusion of a standalone disc with the soundtrack. I've always really thought that was a worthwhile add-on as a special edition.
Yeah, fuck give me the the downloadable hat. Give me the if you give me a DLC code for the
soundtrack. Fucking oath.
Australia is has been doing that for a lot longer than other countries. Like we're pretty much with all of our CDs even.
Yeah.
Australia is really big on giving you something extra.
Yeah.
That's why, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, man.
Like you sell stuff on eBay that you get free from EB Games, people from the US buying up hotcakes.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's nuts. So we kind of think we get kind of badly done by, but I guess we get a little bit extra in that sense.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But what sort of soundtrack strike you guys as being your favourites?
I'm a big person where I find
he's
a big person. it's true, guys. Only in the pants.
The mouth of the Cleese strikes again.
I find that game music always triggers memories of certain parts of the game and stuff you were doing.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, I even find back in the day I used to play a lot of games listening to CDs.
Yeah,
you listen to a CD and you're give you the memory of playing that game, which is really fucking lame.
No. I think I said this in another podcast. I still, whenever I listen to Korn Follow the Leader, I think of GoldenEye.
Yeah.
It's weird. That was the soundtrack for that game for me.
Yeah. Metallica Load makes me think of Doom. Doom 1 and 2.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That makes me think of hanging myself.
Yeah. I was thinking,
fuck you, loads of good albums.
I was thinking going to the toilet.
Just joking.
Unloading.
That's, as we were speaking about before, the Sega Mega Drive Ultimate Collection, they released on vinyl.
Yeah.
They released a bunch of different ones, and it's all like, the one I had was Golden Axe Turtle Village.
Yeah.
So it's like the music when you cruise up there. They got Wonder Boy, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Alex the Kid Man.
Yeah.
That's one for me. Wrong, shang, top.
Yeah.
Man, that music, as soon as you hear it, takes you back to when you're 8 years old, cruising on the...
That's what I was going to say, is my favourite ones are probably those old games, like Mario, Sonic, Alex Kidd. And the underwater, Alex Kidd, like in Miracle World, when you go into the water bit.
Man, that was hard with the big green rubber fish.
Yeah.
What's cool, I reckon, like, and Mario is a good...
And Bubsy.
Fuck your Bubsy, motherfucker.
Man, that's old.
Fucking Bubsy. Love.
Altered Beast, dude.
Altered Beast. Fucking stealing all the power-ups. Altered Beast. That's one thing. Yeah, like I said, Mario did a really good job of this, too. It's like the mood of the music changed with the level.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it did a really good job. Like, you knew, you're underground. And then you had the underwater music. You knew you were in the water. Like, and you just
sped up. You were like,
fucking don't speed up. I hate when it speeds up. Like, it did a really good job of, like, setting a mood for you. Like, your invincibility.
Yep.
Obviously your standard level music was a reminder of that as well.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Do you reckon the games still do that?
Mm.
Like, to that degree?
Mm. No.
It's just different.
It is different. Because
I think it comes down to how much fidelity you can get with your actual music. It stopped being so basic. Like, I mean, those basic sort of tunes were really... There wasn't much to them.
Yeah.
So it was easy to be iconic because you had to be, you know, like you had to be very catchy because you only had sort of like, what? I'm not a musician, but it feels like a very thin kind of... It's only one layer.
I would, but...
Now it's sort of like if you've got an orchestra, it's like, you know, it's just not as
black and white as well.
I feel the opposite. I feel that back then music was more of a focus than what it is now. Like now there aren't too many games that the music will be as much of a focus as it was back then.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't even like really notice. It was more of kind of a sensory perception.
It was. And back in the day, it was more like one guy would write the music and it would be more an act of love than probably more so what it is now, whereas the music is usually outsourced to someone. And back then, I think they had more of an opportunity to write catchy stuff.
Okay.
My personal... Like, the ones that I can think of off the top of my head, Rez, I would say, would be my number one pick for a soundtrack that when I hear it, I'm instantly sort of... I can't separate the two experiences, the gaming experience with the music.
Yeah.
Like, they are one and the same.
Yeah.
The other one would be, like, Katamari.
Yes.
As in...
Katamari's pretty good, actually, yeah.
Because it's so iconic... You can listen to it outside of that, but it's
attached, yeah.
And my third one I can think of would be Vib Ribbon. Vib Ribbon is so freakishly... Vib Ribbon's a really weird game where you're playing along it's like a stick figure, or like a wireframe kind of thing.
Yeah.
Totally weird. You could put in your own CDs and stuff. Actual music included. It was one of the first music rhythm games I'd ever played.
Yeah.
And I was fucking shit at it. But my girlfriend was amazing. She was really, really good at it really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And so I'd hear the songs over and over again. And not too long ago, we were like, oh, do you remember that game? I just can't find the disc, even though I bought it. It only got a release in Japan and Europe, like two territories.
That's right,
America,
I remember,
never got the, anyway, so I have a disc somewhere. I don't know where it is, but she was like, oh, I remember that music, and we like looked it all up and just started listening to it again. We're like, oh, it's so weird, but it's
that's
such
awesome,
freakishly weird, catchy music.
Yeah. I mean, think of the multitude of games we've played in the last 3-4 years with the Xbox, and how many games can you actually remember the music from it and sing it right now?
Oh,
there you go. That's but what separates these games? Like, why do you remember the fucking Halo music?
Fights. I don't know.
And why do you not remember fucking anything else? You know, like
I've got another music game that has nothing to do with music. Like, it's not a musical shooter that I always remember loving music in, which was Hitman. The whole Hitman series.
Yeah. Right.
Jesper Kidd. Fucking hell. His music was always
old school.
Awesome.
Yep. Very, like, Italian inspired. Tons of violins.
And there was some really intense industrial, like, stuff as well, which I really
like. I guess it kind of begs the question, like, say if you were to play all those games again with totally different music, how much would it change the experience
of
the actual game? Actually, example, as far as like a film's concerned, cult classic Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
I got the special edition, different music.
Oh, really?
It's a different film entirely.
It is. Oh, really?
It sets the mood.
Yep.
Completely different, almost like a family drama.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And it's like, whoa, like open with
instead of the 80s
in excess.
Music.
Yeah.
Sometimes that movie seems like it was written around the music.
Yeah, definitely, man. It was the music wasn't as dark.
It starts with the Spanish Flea.
It's,
Hey, done me.
It started with what In Excess song did it start with?
Never Tear Us Apart.
Yeah.
It might have been, yeah, it did. Yeah. And I was like, what the
Don't
fuck?
Ask me. Do you know, and I reckon I've said this in another podcast as well. I've got that special edition.
Yeah. So do I.
Never fucking watched it.
Oh, dude, it's fucking mad.
Just destroy it.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't.
What?
I've watched it once, and I built a raft out of paper mache. And I sailed
out
to
sea. Not a good choice of material.
You're
a
Viking funeral.
I don't give a shit if it's got a holographic cover, man. I Tom Green'd that shit. Cow brain boat out to sea.
Cow brain boat. See, it's been so long since I've seen that movie anyway. So it would be interesting to see whether
or not
it
was bad, because it kind of like explained it more, but not
at all,
really.
It's definitely good, I think, to see, but... Mm. I guess, say, if you played one of your favourite games that you really were locked in with the music and that was part of the whole experience, and you played it again with, you know, different music.
Yeah, it'd be
and it
totally
changed
different.
The experience, would you keep playing it as that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the a couple that I can definitely point to say this is part of the experience would be GTA 3.
Yes.
Which was GTA with an original soundtrack mostly, except for the 80s channel and some of the breakbeat stuff. Like, I mean, it was all so outsourced, but those guys like handpicked so much stuff, and it was so good. Like, I remember you not too long ago were like, check it out, I've got a copy of the Breakbeat Station.
Yeah, MSX. Yeah.
MSX, and you just gave it to me, and I remember just listening to it. I'm like, these tracks are 40 fucking minutes long, and it was just nothing but just intense, fast fucking electronica, like, which is not what I listened to.
Back to back.
Yeah, like, but I was like, this is great. Together. I listened to it a couple of times, and after that, every single soundtrack, I feel like, they've done a fantastic job of creating a vibe for each of them. It's like and a vibe that you can custom to your own your own particular.
You can
thing.
Set the mood of the city.
I couldn't believe how brilliantly they set the mood by as soon as you sat in the car of GTA 4, it was Vladivostok FM. You know, it was as soon as you sat in there, and it was just like, oh man, this is so weird and so much different to every other game. And
do you know the soundtrack for 4 didn't? That's the only one that hasn't really grabbed me.
Yeah, see, I
found like I felt like I get lost.
Same,
yeah, it does.
Vice City was mad.
There was nothing. Vice City. There was all these. like Vice City and even like not so much, but San Andreas, yeah,
San Andreas was cool, had stations
I would flick straight to straight away every time, and that would be like a comfort zone for me. I would go to these stations and that would be I'd cruise around in the car listening to these stations. I was there. Like three, like I would go to MSX every time because I just, that was the station I enjoyed listening to, and that set me in that mood of playing GTA 3.
By doing that, there's more tangibility between you and the game.
Exactly.
I mean, with that being said, like when I was playing Lost in the Damned, I could not listen to the hip hop station. Cruising around on a motorbike, you're like, I'm not this motorbike guy who's sitting there like bopping away to Kanye West. Flashing lights. My guy. I'm like, no fucking way. I'm straight to the metal station. Just felt right.
That was a
bit. But I think, maybe it comes down to the fact that the Nico is such a difficult to relate to sort of characters
for us. For
being, he just felt very lost and very out of place, and you were like, I don't know, it did feel kind of
so, but I guess maybe that did do the job then, because it, like, the music that I listened to, the music I listened to, I couldn't identify with for some reason. I don't know why, it just didn't make any sense to me, so maybe that did, in a weird way, maybe that did do the job. Felt like a foreigner in a strange land.
Do you think that's going to change at all now that, I mean, we've got Xbox, at E3 they announced they were going to get, what is it, Last FM, streaming online radio Xbox.
So, sorry, I asked someone about this the other day. I still don't know what Last FM is. Is that like an XM? Like radio station, like satellite radio or something like that.
It's just you choose a genre and it just plays.
Yeah,
really.
Just internet radio.
Cool. So I just needed someone to.
The other one, I believe, you say, I like this artist, and they'll go, well, here's some things similar to that.
Oh, right. That could be cool.
Sounds kind of cool.
That'd be great if we actually get
it. If we get it.
But do you think things like that?
Netflix. What?
Yeah. Do you think things like that are going to change the way that we listen to games if you've got ultimate control?
If you can play it over the top,
yeah.
And that puts developers in a difficult situation as well. You know, like, why spend hundreds of thousands of dollars doing a soundtrack
if people are just licensing songs,
listen to their own shit anyway?
Yeah, I do find it feels kind of weird sometimes when you're listening to a soundtrack and you're listening to music that just flat out doesn't fit.
I don't think often, I would do it.
Even with a custom playlist, say with GTA, I'd listen to it sometimes and I think, you know what, I'd rather just take it all in.
You feel like you're almost missing a little bit of the experience of the game.
Definitely. I'd force myself to listen to stations that I hadn't listened to because I want, especially with GTA, I'll always want to get every squeeze, every fucking second of life out of that game. So I'd always jump.
Do you know what one game worked really well with custom soundtracks though? And I think you're going to agree with me here, is Burnout.
Fucking A, yeah.
Burnout.
Yeah.
Every Burnout that you could do that. Up from the Xbox version 3. Yeah. Onwards, you can do your custom soundtracks, and I had no problems whatsoever.
Well, I never did that. No.
Because it's awesome.
The soundtracks in them were like someone just got hit genius on their fucking iTunes. Yeah, pretty and they much. Just sort of went, that's a pretty good one. That's all right.
That'll do. None of them were particularly. There's a couple of good tracks in there, but none of them were particularly awesome. It's like back when some Paradise come out,
some rock stuff, some metal,
band. I guess even pulling away from games that are centralised around kind of a modern urban era, I guess. Well, Rockstar's bringing out Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. And games like, say, Halo and stuff.
Yeah, you can't just whack fucking Nickelback in that.
Yeah,
exactly. There you go, there's your soundtrack.
I think some people actually do that. Yeah.
Chad Kroger, it's a euphemism for a turd.
Sloppy Chad Kroger.
Fucking paddle pop line, motherfucker.
That's true.
I think of another game that's kind of modern and I feel will be an iconic game remembered for its music is Castle Crashers.
That's pretty.
I agree.
I think a lot of people, the music I remember for that is when you fucking get your diamonds. Whatever it is. That's the only music I really remember in it. I can remember that title music.
Yeah, I remember that being.
But that's pretty much it. But obviously for you guys, you've said that, you're saying that too, that's you remember it, that sets the mood for you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now you're starting to. Now you're starting to. Really,
fuck you, man. I'm
yeah.
In.
Yeah. No. Make, you're starting to make me reminisce.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one actually. Mm. That's cool. And that was all independent music too. That was really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah. It is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool yeah. things are cool.
Cool things are cool.
They are indeed, guys. They are indeed.
News get arrived today, late for you.
News get draped with caramel, chocolate, so
honey. Creamy. News get
news.
Read all about it,
Gov.
Governor,
shine your shoes, Governor.
What news we got today, now there, Governor? Polish your knob.
It's a witch.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
have you got something happened. To say? What happened this week?
Things? Things that we're interested in.
Things hey! Like
news for Left 4 Dead 2.
2?
Yeah.
What?
There's a bit of rumblage, just a touch. That, a little bit of that. That Left 4 Dead 2 might work with Left 4 Dead 1, meaning...
What does that mean, actually? Yeah.
I'm not sure. I love discs will sit on top of each other naturally.
Yeah,
like Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah,
like friend book for the iPhone. You rub them together.
Yeah. I love here that it says like the center of the firestorm over the announcement of Left 4 Dead 2 seems to be that Left 4 Dead 1 players feel they're being left behind. Now it's they're like being these left guys
for dead.
Yeah,
oh, good one.
It's like these guys are not allowed to buy Left 4 Dead 2.
No.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, I've already got one of those games.
This one.
Releasing a sequel.
Well, I can't buy that.
Like yeah. some guys walked
you
into,
can.
Like the guys walked into a video shop and going, Rocky 2? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna budge.
I just bought Rocky 1.
But, so.
Go to the shop and buy it.
Like the ever nagged mother, Valve is submitted to buying the Birdie Beetle. And giving it to a little kid that is the internet. Saying, yeah. Fine, you fucking whingy fucks.
I've lost here's respect your for them over that.
Okay, for who?
For Valve.
No, you haven't.
No, I have.
Okay. A little bit? How much?
They should have went...
Ask him again in 5 minutes.
Little bitches. Just buy a new game. You're going to anyway.
They will. But what they're thinking about doing is making a backwards compatible kind of thing. So you can play the new style with the new graphics,
yep.
which really only affects the PC. Because the graphics aren't going to change too much on the Xbox.
Yeah.
But with the new shit, like things like Melee and junk like that, improvements
yep.
in the old campaigns.
So what does that mean?
I think it's just going to fuck it
Remember
up.
Remember we were talking about that whole Architect 2.0 thing?
Yep.
What does that mean for that? Because wasn't that whole that thing like you can't
as in
do...
the guy from the Matrix?
Yeah, AI
Director,
yeah.
Yeah, the guy.
Vis-a-vis.
Director.
Ergo. Watch the sass, Captain Sassy Pants.
So, yeah, apparently that's just an improvement on the original
thing. Yeah.
Because I thought
yeah.
the whole thing was they couldn't actually put that in as
well,
a patch.
Maybe but that, I don't one. Think that'll be in there. I guess they can put the Melee
but
shit in.
What they're saying is Left 4 Dead 2 stuff will work with Left 4 Dead 1. They're not like you're going to be able to download shit for... You're still going to have to buy Left 4 Dead 2. So all they're going to say, well, here's the levels from Left 4 Dead 1 in Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, I get you. So you can go back and play
yeah.
Left
4 Dead 1. They're not just going to say, fine, here, have everything.
That's... Oh, that's really weird. So basically,
not really.
Making...
It's like Rock Band. It's like Rock Band 1, yeah. all the shit in Rock Band 1 working in Rock Band 2, and all you do is pay a little license fee.
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
I guess. But I mean, there's a bit of a difference between those two games as far as the size.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it? Left 4 Dead's, like, not that big a game. That's as far as. It? I mean, as far as how. I mean, yeah, you can play it a bunch of times and it changes, but yeah. I mean, there's only 4 campaigns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a $100 game. So we're paying $100 for another 4 campaigns.
5, yep.
five campaigns. No, do you see what I mean? Like, it's not like...
Yeah, but it's basically saying, here's your old stuff that you already own. You can play it again with the new version.
Yeah. I guess it's better than nothing. Do you want to make a
petition about it?
No, I don't give that much of a fuck.
Nate sounds like he's an advocate for this one.
He certainly is. Yeah.
If they're willing to give me more shit, they're going to sting me $100 anyway. If they're going to chuck on some extra shit,
That's a good point. That is a good point, yeah.
But they've got a new hat.
Yeah. That is a good... No, fair enough. I sounded like I was kind of bitching about it then. I actually couldn't give two shades of a fuck about it because... I'll be buying Left 4 Dead 2 anyway.
So. Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm going to buy it either way because it's a quality product that's a lot of fun.
Yep.
If they're willing to, you know, give me the old shit and the new one.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I might even buy it as well.
Oh my God, it's a witch!
They walk around now.
Oh my God.
They do. Oh, yeah, fucking stay down. You're too tough.
Okay, Xbox Live Arcade released their lineup for the Summer of Arcade 09. Now, last year, I thought the Summer Arcade was lame.
It was real lame.
I don't even remember it, so it must have been awesome.
It was the ball washer?
Yeah.
What else was
it? I'm sorry, what? Was there an actual ball washer game?
No, it was the dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Actually. Oh, was that Summer of Arcade?
Yeah, no, right. That was...
Winter of Arcade.
Yeah.
Arcade of Arcade?
Was that the highlight of some of the Winter of Arcade?
Nah.
It was a package. It was a package. I'm sure it was
I don't remember it. What's in this one?
Anyway, this one...
How many courses?
There's some cool
Ninja
stuff.
Ninja Turtles?
Cool stuff. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Turtles in Times Reshelled 2 Redux Edition Turbo.
EX.
Jesus Christ. Is that for real? Or is it just the reshelled thing?
No.
That's just reshelled.
Okay.
It's the same game, just with 3D models and stuff. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
The same game, like the exact same.
Yeah.
Same
which is not a bad thing.
Enemies, same everything. Yeah. I think, fine.
You do that. I'll probably get it. It's 1,200 points, which I feel is going to be a little bit dear.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Did I think we would notice?
1,200 is the new 800.
Yeah. That is bullshit, because that's...
Ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I think these are all coming out at 1,200, because the next one we've got is... Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
See, that could be more worth $1,200.
And that's $1,200?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know.
Nah.
I mean, it seems like it's more of a popular game. Like, you know, at least it's kind of a game that...
Given that it's only a port, like...
Yeah, it's not redone graphics, it's just... Nah.
$800.
But Jill from Resident Evil's in it. Really?
Can't wait to not use her as a playable character.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try the
I wonder if to do her moves, she has to stand in one spot.
And rotate really slowly.
Just rotate.
Yeah. That would be
Hey, come
really
out.
Cool.
I can't. No, just come over here and do it. I can't.
Yeah. She kills you with bad camera angles.
Yeah.
Crazily enough, a game that is coming out at the regular correct price at 800 points is a brand new franchise by the people who made The Moor. It's called Splosion Man.
Or is it like Jester called it Baysplosion Man?
Michael Baysplosion Man.
he does. He should do DLC for it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
great.
This game spinning looks cameras and Shia LaDouf.
Yeah,
because
Moore had a lot of style, but I'm pretty over 3D platformers.
I think so. Yeah,
it was pretty cool though. Like,
I
kind of
wish I'd bought it. But,
yeah,
I
you still can. Still up on the live store. Yeah, okay. I finally watched a video. I think it might have been the one that that Jester put up, actually, of Splosion Man. Yeah. I've been seeing bits on it, and I like the art style. It was really cool.
Yeah,
like,
it looked goofy and kind of fun.
Watched the gameplay trailer, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I love
the idea of a main character whose main attack is exploding.
Exploding, pretty much,
You know what? It's funny. I got a slight, and you're probably going to go, huh? But it's like a slight Braid kind of vibe to the way it runs. Yeah. Like, I mean, not as in-depth and thoughtful as a Braid, but... Wow, that really did affect you, didn't it? But, you know, like, having to... Basically, to get up to a particular point, you've got to do it in a puzzly kind of
puzzle
way.
Platformer.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I don't know,
Except that at the end, it won't insult you. And,
did you use an FAQ? Fuck you!
Fuck you, dumbass!
Cheater. This is interesting. It's got more than 50 single-player levels and 50 multiplayer levels.
What, Explosion Man?
Yeah, I wonder what the multiplayer is.
It does actually.
You explosion each other.
Know. You splo-
Oh my god, it's so creamy.
That's a horrible thing.
Listen, it's a horrible thing.
I've had these before.
It does actually mock you though.
Explosion Man.
Explosion Man mocks you if you choose. You can skip any level.
Oh, I saw that. If you're failing, called, like, it gives you the option to.
It's called Pussy Man or something like that. What's it called?
It's called, not called that.
Pussy Dick.
Pussy Dick.
It's called the Hey Adam.
I don't know. It's it actually adds
family
a
family feud. Bum bum.
It adds a tutu to your character for the whole next level.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Great.
That
that's
is awesome. Pretty funny.
But it is called something like.
And you know, there's
like,
so many people going. Yeah, like whatever. The wimp care.
Thing or something like that, isn't it? Like wimp. The wimp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wimp bath. Pussy Dick.
Yeah. Okay. Trials HD. Also, has anyone ever heard of Trials?
Yeah, actually yeah. I have. Yeah.
Trials is pretty ridiculous. It's one of those games where you're a man's on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
And you're driving through like an incredibly complicated thing and you have to like it's been endlessly replicated on flash games on the internet.
Yeah.
It's where you have to speed up, slow down, duck your man, make him raise up and stuff.
Like that unicycle game on SNES.
Fucking Unirally.
Unirally.
Fuck yeah. But no, it's nothing like that. I had that game.
So do I.
All right.
Yeah.
We can be friends. Really, really crazy sort of game. This is a full 3D version of it. I'm really keen to check this out because I haven't played it.
That's on live?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I kind of lost what we were talking about.
Oh, guess how many points it is.
1,200.
That is horse shit.
Blow me.
It does look nice, though.
It does. This game I'm looking forward to, Shadow Complex.
Oh, yeah. It looks like...
Cross between like Metal Gear and like Castlevania, yeah, they're saying. Like
things about that.
Metal Gear, really? Okay.
Yeah, just the look, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you,
is this the one where the guy looks like Nathan Drake from
Uncharted? Yeah, and he's a man.
Like Shia LaBeouf, actually.
He's a man who was going camping with his girlfriend, and then all of a sudden he ends up fighting giant robot spiders.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
That sounds like a movie. Sounds like Evil Dead. Shia LaBeouf. Actually, it does.
Except for the giant spiders, but...
Yeah.
And the girlfriend.
No, it's a girlfriend, that.
Yeah, after the roofies kicked in.
Don't.
Now, you're thinking of Evil Head.
The porn spin-off.
Yes.
What?
The porn spin-off of what? Evil Dead.
I missed this part.
Evil Head.
What? Did you just make that up?
I certainly did.
Nice.
Good work.
Funny.
Although I bet that exists.
That's got
in all, I think the Summer Arcade is pretty...
It's really pretty good. It's so good. We're up for about $50.
Eh, I won't buy that. I won't buy that.
I'm going to buy Explosion Man. I mean, I'll buy Explosion Man.
I think I'll check that out.
I think I'll buy Turtles, maybe.
I'd like to check out your Turtles.
I'm going to buy that, though.
And Shadow Complex.
Shadow Complex.
Yeah.
Very good.
Shadow Warrior.
Things incoming. Listen to our show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll talk about those things.
We will talk about those things.
Okay, developer Marvelous Way. Marvelous May, sorry. Is deciding that it might be bringing its Wii games to the PS3 and Xbox 360. Now, I wouldn't really give a toss about this, except there's this game that's been out there doing terrible things to me with its delightful
flaunting itself at your eyes.
Because it has this very traditional Japanese style to it, and it just looks amazing. The animation is sick. It looks like high quality manga style.
Yeah. Set in like feudal Japan things. And it looks like forests and bamboo and shit.
It's HD sprites on the Wii. And you can imagine these guys sitting there drawing and going, man, this is fucking bullshit. This shit's 720p, motherfucker.
And waste.
And so then you stick it on the Wii and it looks like. And apparently it's selling like the same. So they're actually considering bringing out a 360. And all I can say is. Thanks.
Yes.
That'd be tops.
I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
I love that you've written that this game gives me penis chills.
Now, I'd prefer you hadn't read that. That was a private thing. That was a private thing.
You know what? I'm not sorry.
Shazam.
Penis chills.
If you
what does that entail, Nathan? Does your dick quiver
the game,
or something?
Yeah. The game is called Muramasa the Demon Blade, and I would urge anyone to check it out. It's like a side-scrolling... it's sort of a little bit like...
It chills Nathan's Demon Metroid. Blade.
Well, my Demon Blade's all a quiver.
Why won't you stand up, Nathan? What's wrong?
Glad I stuck that in the news. That's great.
great.
Yeah, no, but that game does look awesome. The boss battles and stuff look really crazy.
Yeah, yeah, there's one
like
where
the Metroid cool. big boss battles. It's yeah, cool.
like fights a giant fucking octopus in the ocean, and it looks like a painting. Like it looks
yeah.
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I want to play it just to look at it.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Autoplay.
That's what she said as well.
Yeah. Yes, oh, she did.
Burn.
More Left 4 Dead 2. This week, a very interesting piece of concept art came out where one of the main characters is bashing the face in of a zombie who's wearing a cricket helmet
with a cricket Australian bat. Team.
Look. He's wearing an Australia cricket.
An Australian cricket team uniform. So he's got the helmet and the shirt on.
He's wearing pads.
So wasn't that just photoshopped in for yucks?
No. Was it?
No.
You sure?
Doesn't look like it.
Yep. Why is the fucking zombie wearing an England jersey, though?
He's wearing an Australia jersey.
Yeah. Australia jersey, is he? I can't remember which way it was. Wait, yeah, which? What's that?
Mears?
Mears?
Wouldn't it be cool if it was in, like, the Outback or
the
something?
The jersey.
No, it's not. It's a, yeah, it's just a very curious piece of concept art.
Yeah, yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Now, we pondered, perhaps, this was a bit of a Shaun of the Dead... Shaun of the Dead, a little bit of a...
homage.
A homage.
Yeah.
Homage free.
Homage off on.
And absolutely, I hope it is, but it is very odd for them to release. It's almost like they had to justify it by putting somebody in there with a jersey on as well.
Yeah. Honestly, the first thing I saw, I thought it was Photoshop just for a joke.
I wonder if they have any Australian developers on the team.
Valve.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Represent.
Yeah. Represent.
Exactly why is the zombie with the Australian jersey getting beat up, though?
Yeah. Oh, where's your cricket bats in
where's
fucking
your
Left 4 Dead 1?
Country, you motherfucker.
I'm going to start a petition.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck those
cricket
guys.
Cricket bats on Left 4 Dead 1, or we're not going to buy Left 4 Dead 2.
Hey, mate, you like Valve, don't you?
Wait, I do.
Told ya. Ask him 5 minututes' time.
Yeah. I still think they're pussies, but I like them.
All right, mate, you can read this one.
Okay, new Mech Warrior game confirmed.
Woo!
I've only seen one screen for this game, but it looks mad. It looks really, really good. I was a big sort of Mech Warrior fan back in the day. And this one is an Xbox Live title.
Really?
Co-op, which would be
like
mad.
A live arcade or just over?
I don't know if it's a real game or a live arcade game.
I think it's a real boy.
Yeah. It's a real boy. Not really much info about it as yet.
No, they've just been announced and they've shown one sort of teaser screen.
Yeah.
All I can say is, hey, look up the dudes who made Red Faction.
I was about to say that.
Get that fucking building tech
my
shit
God.
Explodes.
Can you imagine that?
That would be brilliant.
THQ,
maybe if they were a little harder to break.
Yeah, make it more solid,
Less like
but that would be sweet. That would be really cool.
Sexy, really.
Yeah. A little arousing.
Yeah.
I never played Mech Warrior.
It's pretty cool.
Do you know, it was good.
Yeah.
Back good in the day. It was like what Crisis and stuff is now. It's a total graphics whore, that game. Like, you had to have a beef computer. 8 meg of RAM.
That game, jeez. Chrome Hounds, dire ripoff of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
True.
What a stupid name for a game,
Chrome Hounds.
It sounds retarded. Like someone you'd walk past in a train station, and they're like lying there asleep with a silver mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Chrome Hounds. Everywhere, man.
I used to have like 3 or 4 Chrome Hounds that hassle me on the way home from uni.
Really?
They go, mate! Oi, mate! Give us a smoke. You've got to fucking smoke.
Yeah.
Never got me. I was like, no, I really don't. Like, bullshit.
It's like, seriously, man, you want a naked flame around your mouth right now?
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
It's not going to work.
It's not a good idea.
I personally like the smoker that actually is smoking a cigarette. When someone asks them for one, they say they don't smoke.
This is just a
That's cool. That's like a fuck off. Like, nah,
I smoke.
Weird.
Funny.
It's like walking around with like wads of cash falling out of your pockets and I go, get any spare change? Like, nah, mate.
Nah.
Sorry.
Nah.
Not change. I got mad notes.
No, I got mad ducats going on over here.
Ducats.
Another one for you, Omo.
Yeah.
Read like a big boy. Use your words.
Luke. What's that squiggly snake shaped one?
Squiggly snake shit.
Yeah, LucasArts has released a few games on Steam, which is cool. They're all pretty budget priced as
like
well.
Like 10. Yeah, we're talking 10 even. That's a lot.
We're not like talking new games.
No, we're not. We're not. You've got The Dig. You've got Loom, which is like their first point click adventure, which is old.
Yeah.
And shit. You got like Star Wars Battlefront, Indiana Jones and Last Crusade, which is like a really
Fate
cool.
Fate of Atlantis.
Fate of Atlantis.
Do you know one cool I saw adventures. On that list, and I actually really sort of went, oh, I don't want to buy that again, was Armed and Dangerous. Did you guys ever play that?
No, I never played that, man.
Armed and Dangerous was fucking very cool.
What was it really fun? It was like a shark gun. A shark gun.
There was a shark gun. The shark gun was fucking awesome.
Are you serious?
You fired the gun, and what happened was basically a shark coming out of the ground.
Over the top game. Yeah, I remember that.
Weapons, real like kind of quirky, kind of humor and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yep, awesome.
That was really cool. That was an Xbox game.
Yes, I remember that. It was PC as well. I'm
there's
pretty
some
sure.
other Xbox ones.
That.
Republic Commando was a
cool game.
That was a cool game.
Yeah, it's good value.
Battlefront 2 is great, but I'm holding out for a new Battlefront.
Yeah, the cool thing about these games is like, especially with the old point and click ones, is they're the full CD-ROM version.
Yeah.
Which means they've got like full talking and stuff with them.
Oh, cool.
Which is
cool. Awesome.
It's a talkie. It's a talkie. One game I can recommend for you to buy off that is The Dig for $5.
What's the go of The Dig?
The Dig is a... It was probably the... One of the last point-and-click adventures that LucasArts did. And it was such a really, really cool story that they were even going to make it into a movie.
Oh, wow.
But it got canned.
Bugger.
Yeah.
What kind of story, I should say?
Okay, the story's kind of a bit weird. There's like... It's there's a asteroid that's going to come and destroy the Earth. So they pick three people to stop it. And it's like an astronaut, a journalist, and a scientist, Irishman.
That sounds like the plot of Armageddon.
Yeah, but this was before Armageddon.
Except without Bruce Willis.
No, Bruce Willis, unfortunately.
Well, fuck and that then.
Anyway, these guys go to the asteroid.
No, Aerosmith.
Yeah,
that's true.
Fuck Aerosmith. These guys like find a portal in this asteroid and go to an alien world. And they've got to find their way home. And the whole game was just really, really creative and inventive. And that was another game where the music was really cool.
Oh, okay.
Really like synthy kind of, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was good. Buy that one, $5.
$5.
Bargain.
That's like store prices.
That's like 3 penny whistles and 5 moon pies.
At least. Depending on where you buy them from.
That is true.
Yeah.
Inflation's a bitch.
I am.
Inflation.
I'm considering getting Armed and Dangerous, though, depending on whether or not my computer can run it.
Yeah, sure.
I've been proven wrong before. I did really enjoy that game. And I mean, Republic Commandos, I never actually got around to finishing that when I did play it back in the Xbox days. That was a cool game. It was really good. Squad based Star Wars. Shooter.
I had a great time.
What's the new one that you were looking for, the new Star Wars?
Oh, Old Republic.
Yeah.
MMO.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, dear.
You don't need that game.
I'm scared of that
game. I did like the lads on Twitter today saying, oh, no, I quit WoW. Oh, no, I'm going to, you know, I can't play that anymore.
Yeah. And then,
Old Republic, I'm in. Yeah.
Replacing heroin with crack.
Or heroin with different heroin.
A different kind of heroin from a different dealer.
That's it,
acid with little Star Wars figures written on the paper.
Yeah.
My friend Paul sold his World of Warcraft account after 2 years and made $5,000.
Yeah, people are crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, that is
insane.
Yeah.
Nuts, man.
Trav sold his for some pretty big money, too.
Did he play WoW?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. He was hardcore into it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of our friends. Wow. Indeed.
Yeah, literally tended.
No pun. That was actually
I don't think he made that much, but I think he made like 800 on his accounts.
Fuck! That was ages ago.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It was like level 70.
Who said fucking playing
video
games is a waste of time?
But then I guess all that time spent playing WoW, you could have started a multi-million dollar empire selling socks and shoes or something.
Yeah, true. Or played a good game.
Or lived your life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
That is a good point. That is a good point. I played WoW for a bit. I know it eats away hours of your life.
Yeah,
hours.
Yeah, you should totally play the Star Wars MMO. Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be a good decision.
I want to do it. I'm going to probably do it. I know
you're going to do it.
As long as the subscription's not fucking ass expensive, then I'll do it. I might even play it, even if I only play it for a couple of months, just to check it out.
Another interesting...
Just a couple of months. I'm going to play for a couple of months.
Just a couple of months.
I can quit any time. A couple of game cards. It's all good.
I can quit whenever I want. Just dip it in.
Dip it in.
Is that really what you said?
Just dip in.
Look.
You said dip it in.
Dip it in. Well, I'll dip it in too.
Just the tip.
I'm just going to stick the tip in to see what it feels like. I promise. And then you'd be using double-edged fucking sabers and so on.
Yeah, as soon as I get to dual-wield lightsabers, it's all over.
There you go.
Interesting little thing. Me and Adam recently, not too long ago, purchased DSIs because we are hapless chumps.
Tech Horse!
Yeah, they have a fantastic little service called DSIware where they release smaller little bitsy piecey stuff. And in Japan, just recently they announced they were bringing out Electroplankton, which is a really, really unique. Yeah. Not actually a game. It's actually a piece of sort of interactive art. It was made by a sound artist from Japan. And they're releasing that in Japan as little bits. Also, it's just been announced that Game & Watch, all the Game & Watch titles are coming to DSIware.
Okay.
But in Japan. Again. Cheers. Which is great. Which is
there good for us.
200 points each, which is cheap.
That's the cheapest price point.
I think like $3, $4 or something. Yeah. Probably four. Yeah. But it's each different ones. You don't have to buy them all, but yeah, you can. They've broken them up into little bits, and I think that's really cool. Like, I think it's Nintendo trading on their, their old sort of known quantities. Yep. But still, whatever.
Yep. Do it, man. Yeah.
They will be the best possible versions of those you can possibly get.
So. Yeah, definitely. That's a cool idea. I'm surprised that they haven't done anything like that yet.
Yeah, well, they're starting to catch up on the fact that people are interested in that stuff.
And the old stuff, yeah, exactly.
And not Animal Crossing clocks.
Yes, which I haven't even bothered looking at. I bought Dr. Mario.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, from the App Store, the Wii App Store. Cool. It's awesome. I love Dr. Mario.
Yeah. I always felt Dr. Mario was like Tetris's poor-ass cousin.
It kind of is, but it's kind of cool as well. Like, I don't know. The harder levels are more fun, obviously. Like, it gets a bit kind of boring, but...
Right.
Actually, speaking of Electroplankton, there's another game that had a cool soundtrack because you made the motherfucker.
Really?
That's good.
It wasn't cool for me. I'm pretty shit at music.
cool for you, music fuck.
Music fuck?
Sounded like a whole bunch of bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop for me.
Well, actually, there was a point with that game where I actually did... what did I do? I'm trying to think what I did. I can't remember if I set it up like a loop and I put it through an amplifier and then just like let it play through the amplifier loudspeaker or whatever. And then went and sat on the drum kit and actually just played along with the loop on the drums.
Mm.
And that was really fun.
Were you just tripping balls?
I was tripping balls.
Sniffing Yoo-Hoo all out of you.
I had at least fucking 3 tiramisu soaked coffee cakes.
Because you know that blue glue dries clear.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. I'm going to do that again, actually.
Nice.
It was fun. It was really fun. It was really good. I was going to take over the world with my amazing... trip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Stylings.
Trip hop.
Skittles, all the colours of the rainbow, just trip balls.
The world's not ready for your Electroplankton road.
You know what? It really isn't.
It really isn't.
It really isn't. Because I will blow their minds.
It's been quite a musical episode, hasn't it, chaps?
It has. Yeah.
It
has.
Yep. Last half an hour, at least. But
yeah.
It has.
A bargain basement, all the good shit's gone. I'm just getting all the job, where do I belong? Been sleeping in my car, my dreams move on.
Finish the Ford.
Finish the cast.
Finish the cast.
We will.
I think we will.
I think we're going to tie this one in a tight bundle and make sure the smell doesn't come out and put it directly in the bin.
Yes. Good idea.
I got some on my finger.
No, that's the worst. My finger went out the side of the bag. I touched the podcast directly with my skin.
Some podcast juice right there.
Yeah, that'll never wash out.
Do you want some Purell?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to
work.
Thanks heaps for listening again, everybody.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks, Dean. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on board. Yes.
Grazie.
Prego.
Prego.
Yeah. Prego. And thank you, Adam, for also sitting there.
That's not a problem.
And thank you, Chris.
I'll be here next time as well.
It's my pleasure to sit here beside you.
Warm me.
Yeah.
Make your body warm.
Thank you.
You guys are quite close.
And
how we roll.
Yeah, we got
pretty close. It's like we're sitting around a campfire.
Yeah.
It is.
You
two
are just doing it because we're doing it, though.
You know how
pretty
it is.
Much.
I've been holding in farts all night.
Really?
You know what we find?
I thank you
like,
for that, sir.
As a full stop for the podcast, is you just let it all out.
Oh. Dude, that's a new chair.
Alright. Yeah.
Is it leather?
No, it'll just soak
in. I'm not going to fart on your girlfriend's chair.
Thanks, man. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Alright, on behalf of us chumps, thanks heaps for listening, and we will catch you laters.
Yes.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening, though.
By the way, thanks for listening.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook,
by the way, next podcast, we should have actually a fair few more games. I think we'll have Ghostbusters, by the way. We should mention what we're talking about, yeah.
Yep.
We'll also have a little bit of Sims 3.
Yep. PC game, people.
PC.
I know it's Sims. It may be Sims, but still, PC game.
Yep.
We've got one for y'all.
I want to see them take their little shorts off.
And the potential
Battlefield Heroes. You choked on your excitement.
And Battlefield 1943 Round Deuce.
Round Deuce, exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a deuce. Hopefully it's good.
Hopefully it's aces high
ones.
And I think we might even hit on a couple of our other user questions.
We might
have
a couple drinks and hit on some of those questions.
Yeah.
See where things go.
Start looking up hooking up our best pickup lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, get down guys.
Anytime.
No worries, I'll agenda back to my crippling loneliness.
Damn right you will.
Well, anytime you want to give us some of your mad hookups, where you're more than welcome.
Definitely.
To.
Yeah. It's usually I'm undertaking a famine of all human connection and romanticism at the moment, but I'll keep you in the loop.
Excellent.
One can only feel privileged at a remark like that. Thank you for including us. Let's sign off.
All right.
Fuck this.
Fuck this. I'm out.
Snip it.
Wow.